This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 960.
Mark Hummel's Blues Harmonica Blowout brings a roster full of Grammy winners and nominees to the Cascade Theater January 16th. It's a stellar night of Southern Blues Harp Masters featuring Bobby Rush, Kenny Neal, James Harmon, Johnny Sansoni, and Mark Hummel's Golden State Lone Star Blues Review featuring Anson Funderburg. The Blues Harmonica Blowout at the Cascade, January 16th at 7:30. Get your tickets now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Section.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review. It's the weekly get together of a number of very good talk radio personalities from around the country to talk about what the charts indicate. The list from Talkers Magazine for the week of January 7th to the 11th is our focus, the stories, the people. And joining us on the dais is, should I do this alphabetically? What do you think? Jennifer Horn
sure,
would be first,
whatever
right?
You want to do. H.I.J.
Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, all together here. So, Jennifer, let's get started with the number one story this week. The border wall. What could that be?
What? You mean it wasn't the Rams going to the playoffs, huh? What? Yeah, it's the border wall, the government shutdown. Certainly the longest, they say the longest government shutdown now in history, but this is a partial shutdown. Certainly the 800,000 government workers that are not getting a paycheck are feeling the pain of that. But many people, there's a lot of passion on both sides. Many people feel the time is now to deal with border security. Enough talking. We've been doing that for decades, and time to fix the security problems at the southern border. So the debate rages on. Both sides are really dug in on this one, and I think it ends with the national emergency being declared by the president.
All right, so what does that mean? What does it mean to declare a national emergency? That was something that came from, wasn't that a suggestion from Lindsey Graham, if I'm not mistaken?
No.
And of course, it actually came from House of Cards. And
It did.
He wanted the jobs program, and nobody would pass it, so he declared
a
national emergency.
Oh, I remember that earlier, a couple of years ago.
FEMA's money, yeah.
Yep, I remember that.
Yeah. So
all right.
Trump's obviously been watching House
Frank
of Cards.
Underwood.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, well, hopefully he doesn't end up where Frank Underwood ended up. Under the circumstances.
Well, I mean, the president, and this is historical, historically granted since the 70s, this has been part of the Constitution, that the president can declare a state of emergency. And so people say, well, if it wasn't an emergency a couple of months ago, why is it now? And there are a couple of answers for that. First of all, in December, there were 20,000 migrant children that came into this country just in the month of December alone. There's another caravan that's forming, that is forming over the weekend in Honduras that's going to be marching its way up to our border with Mexico. So there are things that have changed. I think the hypocrisy that you're seeing is that people are so dug in on their political sides that no one's actually acknowledging that there's a real problem here on the Democratic side. You have Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi who make it seem, at least optically, that they have no other counter planning and no desire to take border security seriously. If I were them, I would at least come up with a counter proposal to the president by just saying no, no, no. It makes, I think, the average American go, wait a second, do they even care about an issue that they've been on the record supporting. I mean, Chuck Schumer has voted for a border fence, a structure to block off the southern border 8 times, and Nancy Pelosi has done it twice, and now it seems like, poof, there's no crisis worth dealing with. It doesn't make a lot of sense. It's very political, obviously, and I think for Democrats it has a lot to do with elections. It has to do about getting the right voters in, getting additional bodies in the country so that they're counted in next year's census so that they can redistrict and make an electoral map that's more conducive for Democrats to win both congressional and presidential elections. They know this is what's at the bottom of this.
Those 40 people who are going to run in the Democratic Party for president, you think they're going to use that as an issue? Wow, that's a shocker. Ooh-ah. All right, so the border wall, let's hear from Victoria Jones on this. She's with us from the D.C. Radio Company in Washington. Richie is at Radio America in Washington. Jennifer's in her studio in Los Angeles. I'm on my farm in Massachusetts. Not that it makes any difference as to how we discuss the issues, but it's sometimes nice to know where everybody is. So what's going on from your perspective here, the issue of the border? Is it an emergency, the government shutdown? You're there. Actually, I'd like to have a discussion between you and Richie as to how this shutdown is affecting life for businesses and people who live and work in the district. So let's start with you, Victoria.
Well, I would just like to mention that Nancy Pelosi, because as we mentioned, that had her weekly press conference yesterday, and she did say that comprehensive immigration reform is what this debate should be about. And absolutely, we always have stood ready to discuss comprehensive reform and, of course, the Dreamers. So she's saying that moving standalone legislation would get bipartisan support. She said it's very popular in the country and we can do that very quickly. And she also said that there is definitely an issue with border security. So Democrats are talking about border security and that there is an issue. But, of course, the two sides are talking past each other because they have different priorities on this. And President Trump wants a wall and the Democrats don't want a wall. And so as long as the two sides are intransigent on that, we're not going to.
Why don't the Democrats want a wall, by the way?
Because they don't think, as don't the various members of Congress who represent the districts on the border, they do not believe, as do not the mayors who represent the towns along the border, believe that it's the most effective way of handling the situation.
So what's their idea then? If it's not the most effective way, then what do you know, Victoria, about what the idea is to fix the problem? If they don't want to have a wall, okay, what's their fix?
They think that you need to spend a considerable amount of money on this, and they think that there are a number of things that the Border Patrol have asked for, including more Border Patrol officers, including all the things that they've been asking for, but that a barrier. I mean, for example, you put up a wall, they've come through tunnels. They go around.
There are already tunnels being built under the wall.
Yeah, but I would say this. I mean, it's hard to deny the Department of Homeland Security's number that in border towns where there is a wall, illegal immigration is down 90%. So the walls or barriers, fences in some places, are 90 to 95% effective. That's hard to argue
with. Did anybody see Jim Acosta's bamboozling report yesterday?
Yeah.
So let's
talk about another. There's another very interesting piece to this.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Before we go beyond that, let's go back because Acosta's been making himself the story as usual this week, inveigling himself into certain circumstances. Somebody called him a smart ass something or other in an interview.
Kellyanne
that he did.
Conway.
Okay. So anyway. Let's put that together, Richie, for us.
Well, basically, Jim Acosta went to McAllen to try and prove that Trump was wrong, that there is no problem at the wall, at the border. So he goes to the border and he's broadcasting in front of a wall, and he's talking about how there's a Burger King over here, there's no mayhem going on, there's business, just traffic as usual. I don't see any people trying to climb the wall. Everything is tranquil here. And then everybody on Twitter and social media said, Jim, That's because there's a wall. That's why it's tranquil.
You know, what's so interesting about this is that the people who live along the border, there was a very interesting Associated Press article about this, and this is something that's going to come up if and when President Trump either declares a national emergency, which incidentally Jared Kushner, his son-in-law and advisor, does not wish him to do, or whatever route he takes, eminent domain. People
yes.
who live along the border do not intend to let the government take their properties. And many of these are supporters of the president in many other ways, but they're saying, hell no, we won't go, you can't have it. And this is going to get extremely interesting.
Very yeah. political.
The reality is, you're not going to be able to build a wall every single inch of the way. It's going to have it's going to have gaps.
No matter what. 15 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review with Rich McFadden, Victoria Jones, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen. Now let me see if I can focus for a moment with all you or for you on an amazing product that is able to do all of the following things. One. This product instantly removes stains caused by tobacco, coffee, and tea. Two, your teeth will be noticeably whiter and brighter even after the first time you use it. Three, it polishes your teeth while whitening your teeth. Four, it guarantees professional results while you use this product at home. Five, it fights stains caused by all kinds of things like fluoride. And six, it's recommended and supported by the American Dental Association and hygienists, et cetera, et cetera. Of course, I'm talking about power swabs. Power swabs will leave everybody who looks at you with a great lasting impression because your teeth will be whiter and brighter from the very moment you apply the product that's on the Q-tip. You snap open the tube, you put the Q-tip all around your teeth. That's all you have to do. In 5 minutes, you'll notice the teeth are whiter. 5 minutes. Power swabs. Instantly amazing results. And right now you can get it at half price by calling 800-208-1797. Only for people who use the DJV code 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs. It's the smartest thing to do when it comes to all the things that you've been eating and drinking over the holidays. Teeth stained? Fix it. 800-208-1797, half price using the DJV code. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Arlie Drug. You can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
Right now, you're probably working on a list of things to do today, like errands, bills, emails, housework, dinner, and don't forget that workout. Our brains help us keep our busy lives organized as we age, and Prevagen helps your brain. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Make 2019 your best year yet. Start out with a great night's sleep. It's my plan. What about your plan? How often do you hear complaints about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way you sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillow, made right here in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. They come with a 10-year warranty. You have nothing to lose after a good night's sleep. So let's get on the horn here, or better yet, go online to MyPillow.com. Get four MyPillows, four for half the price. Two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. The money-back guarantee extends till March 1st. So, with nothing to lose, go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. And get these fabulous pillows for a great night's rest. Start the new year out right by getting great rest, courtesy of the pillows from MyPillow.com. Talk Radio Review, Doug Stephan, Jennifer, Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden. All right, so the government shutdown is number two on the story list this week from Talkers Magazine. I'm getting on a plane to fly to and from Los Angeles this weekend. I wonder what I'm going to encounter. Victoria, you're kind of nosing around. And so why is that? What's going on?
Well, you've got air traffic controllers and other aviation industry workers had a rally outside the Capitol on Thursday. They said that safety suffers when air traffic controllers, baggage screeners, and Federal Aviation Administration technicians and inspectors were either furloughed or forced to work without pay. And why could that be? Well, they could be worried, things like that. Also, the aviation industry is ramping up pressure on lawmakers in the White House to reopen the government. Miami Airport has already shut down one terminal.
I noticed there are delays in Boston coming to and from about 15 minutes because of this. So, all right, something to be aware of this weekend, 21 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
Join Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation on Friday, February 1st for the annual Go Reading Luncheon at the Holiday Inn. Protect your heart health, the ones you love, and be inspired to live a heart-healthy lifestyle. Keynote speakers include two cardiovascular specialists sharing life-saving information on women's heart health. Shop in the Red Boutique, enjoy champagne, and complimentary Go Red goodie bag tote. Wearing red is highly encouraged. This event sells out every year. Go to ShastaRegional.com for more information. Let's get heart smart together at the Go Reading Luncheon.
I am excited to announce my new radio show that will begin in January right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM. My name is Dr. Patricia Bay, and I'm a marriage family therapist with 30-plus years experience in this field. My show, Therapy in a Nutshell, will feature topics that will help you navigate your life challenges. I will be talking about subjects such as grief and loss, family drama, dealing with adult children with addictions, relationship issues such as affair recovery, betrayal, learning to trust again, and communication basics. My first show will air on Saturday, January 5th at 11 a.m., and we will be talking about simplifying your life. We want to streamline your life, cut out excess anything, excess in our heads, our homes, and in our relationships. Listen in and call with questions or comments. Let's heal the world 1 hour at a time. Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, beginning January 5th at 11 a.m.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The weekend of January 11th, Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Stephan with Victoria Jones at the D.C. Radio Company and Rich McFadden at Radio America going through some of our stories. We've started at the top. Border wall is number one. Government shutdown is number two. And number three is the Russian... The investigation, I find that as people are kind of nosing around this, there's something fishy. And, you know, I'm not a Trump supporter. I'm a supporter of the president, the presidency, because it's an important, maybe the most important institution or one of them in our country. So I am troubled by the continuing fixation on all of this stuff. Nobody thinks anybody should be meddling in our elections. But I do remember, because this came to me this weekend, I was reading some stuff about the George Bush. Actually, I saw that movie Vice and was reminded of how Bush got into office. And then the meddling when Obama was running for office, dead people voting, stuff like that. Where was the outrage then to the point? Nobody's saying that any of this is right, but why is it that everything is so one-sided? I find it to be disturbing, distracting. It's gotten more and more that way. I spent a lot of time this week on the DJV program talking about how over the past, let's say, 20 years, things have changed so dramatically. I don't want the Russians interfering in our election, but they interfered with the election when Obama was president. So why wasn't there any theories about why this has, is just the news media doesn't like Trump, or people don't like Trump, or they want to do whatever they can?
That's part of it.
Yeah. So, I mean, the CNN, NBC, CBS, ABC, all of them, they didn't go after the Obama administration for meddling with Trump.
Where did you read that they interfered with the Obama election?
Who interfered with the Obama? I didn't say the Russians were. I'm just saying there was a lot of talk, as there was when Bush was president, about basic interference with the voting machines.
Buses of dead people in Chicago voting for
Obama. Dead people in Boston and Chicago voting, you know, that kind of stuff. Where was the outrage then?
I think one of the things, and I don't know why, there's more interest now, and certainly we can go back to the 20s and farther back than that.
Oh, yeah. My father got paid. My father, in the elections in the 1930s, grew up in South Boston, and he and 10 of his buddies made a election day career. The ward bosses would come around, give them the name of 10 people for the 10, each 10 guys with 10 names for each of the 10 wards in Boston, and they were all dead people, and they would go and vote for the, you know, in the name of the dead people.
So, that's a given, but let's look at international interference and what the possibility. I mean, do you think that the Russians and the Cubans in the 60s were getting involved in elections here, during the Kennedy years? And do you think that China may have been getting involved somehow? I mean, the Russians have always had agents here. How could they have affected, with social media and digital interference now, is it more possible now, or has it always been possible in some way or another?
I think the possibilities were so much smaller back then. I think what we're looking at now is the Russia, and I know we're very short on time now, but we're looking at the Russian government's election attack, WikiLeaks, Middle Eastern influence,
right,
and many other things.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Before I started taking this Balance of Nature, I had no energy. Since I've been taking this Balance of Nature, I have had the energy, and I just thank God. It's really been a blessing to me. Even my eyesight seems to be better, because my other glasses I couldn't wear. It wasn't strong enough. But when I put the other glasses on, the one that was kind of weak, I could see so clear out of them. I said, what is this?
What are you waiting for? Good health is only a phone call away. Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code DJV.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation commission on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
Hello, good North State folk. Robin Hood here. Would you like to see a play about me, the ultimate hero and all-around good guy? I will wow you in a story that is hilarious and adventurous fun for the whole family. Oh, and the story has other characters in it, too. Towns Guy, tell the good folk where to see me.
Of course, Robin. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present the somewhat true tale of Robin Hood, written by Marilyn Dobson, directed by Samantha Fork. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtime's Friday and Saturday, 7:30. Sunday matinees at 2, January 19th through February 16th.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back on the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in talk radio, courtesy of the research done by Talkers Magazine. Go to talkers.com and see the list of the stories. Top 10 people on the list. It's a fabulous way for you to keep up with what's going on in the world of conversation. Victoria Jones is here from the D.C. radio company, Rich McFadden at Radio America. We're sort of, we started right out of the box talking about the border wall situation. Government shutdown number two. The investigation, number three, the presidential race, my God.
Oh, yeah. I'm not ready
already.
For that.
There are 40 people, apparently, who are expressing some kind of interest in running on the Democratic side. And the list, I look at some of these people and the experience they've had. I suppose it's kind of like Obama, who ran for the Senate in the first term. He ran for president, and he won. Kamala Harris, who's a senator from Los Angeles. Well, she's from California. She and I people say to me, Victoria, it sounds sexist when it sounds like I'm attacking these women. I don't know that I'm attacking them, but I'm trying to point out the shortcomings from my point of view of people like the senator from Massachusetts, Elizabeth Warren, who is about as horrible a public servant as we've had in Massachusetts for a long, long time. We've had some pretty bad ones. Kamala Harris, really no experience other than whatever. Look at the California politicians are such opportunists. Maybe that's the whole thing. Is that what politics is all about today? Opportunism? Is that it?
Yeah. I mean, hasn't it always been to a certain extent?
I don't think Abraham Lincoln was an opportunist.
No,
I don't even think Franklin Roosevelt was an opportunist. I don't think Eisenhower was an opportunist.
Well, you're talking about rare people in history. I mean, you're not talking about, you know, so many other politicians. You know, it's really hard. There's a crazy number of people running, and I would hope, for the Democrats' sake, that they whittle this number down pretty rapidly. Because it's silly. It's just silly.
Yeah.
I don't think Obama was an opportunist. I think Obama, in his heart, thought that he was doing what the country needed to do. It was totally wrong, but I don't think he did it for the opportunity to be president. I think he did it because he wanted to make the country what he thought it should be in his eyes, which is scary. But I don't think he did it
that about Trump, and I think that's what is interesting about those two men, and about other people who do sometimes make it to be president, that they have a vision. Whatever that vision is, they have a vision.
With Trump, it's interesting. I disagree. I agree and I disagree. I don't think Trump needed the job. I mean, he took a pay cut. You know, he's not taking the salary.
He doesn't have any money.
He's not taking the salary. So did he do it for the prestige of being president? Oh, absolutely. It started out as a PR stunt, and then he was like, look at this, I'm winning. But really, I think for Trump, he just wants to prove to himself that he can do it, that he can win at being president.
And wants to win.
And he wants to win. That's all it is. He wants to win. So I don't think he does it because of his political ideologies. I think he does it because this is what I think it takes to win, and I want to win. And he doesn't care what you think. And a lot of people
know it's clear. That's true.
Yeah.
That's clear.
He doesn't care what you think. It is about winning. And I think many people believe he doesn't have a particular political ideology, because he's because he shifts his position so very fast, and I think that has actually served him quite well in the presidency, because he's so mercurial on his positions. It's proved remarkably difficult for Democrats to negotiate with him, and actually it's proved quite difficult for those in the White House and members of his cabinet, because people have found it hard, including Vice President Pence, to negotiate for him. They go out and negotiate, and then they discover when they come back that, well, no, I don't want that now.
It's interesting. One of our podcasts that we do here, Bill Walton, who was a former CEO of a large investment fund for years and years, good guy's worth tons of money, knows all. He worked for Trump in the campaign, bringing all of his financial team together. And so Stephen Moore, Larry Kudlow, you know, that whole trio of guys that he brought in, this guy, Bill Walton, brought in. And he had Stephen Moore, the economist, on his show this week. And Moore was talking about how he wanted to, they went to Trump and they said, listen, you've got to get this corporate tax cut done. And we suggest that you do it for 20%. And Trump said, no, I'm not doing it for 20%. And they're like, oh, God, what are we going to do? We got to do 20%. We can't do 25%. Trump said, I want 15%. And from that day on, every single meeting, he said, Trump said, nope, I'm not going to 16%. I'm not going to 17%. It's 15% or nothing. And, you know, and everybody's like, no, 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 no. You know, so 15%, 15%, 15%. And then finally, Mitch McConnell comes back 2 months later and says, I'm sorry, Mr. President, the best I can do for you is 20. And Trump goes, good, get it done. And he just said, and Stephen Moore said, his desire to win and his ability to negotiate won.
The Art of the Deal, isn't that the name
of the book? He goes, when I walked in, I thought the guy was a blowhard and I didn't want to work for him. I walked out with stars in my eyes.
Well, it depends on who you're talking to, I think, as to how they read all of this. Let's go through a couple of the other things in the interest of time. Number five item, the top five items all have to do with politics. And so the Democrats versus Trump, all of that. We've heard 87 conversations about that. Number six is the continuing focus on this guy, Ed Buck, and what's going on, the gay culture in West Hollywood. Does everybody know what this is all about? This fellow is a big fundraiser for the Democrats, and not that it has anything to do with...
Yeah, he's got dead people showing up in his house.
Yeah, dead people.
Yeah, it's not good. Dead black people showing up in his house. And
were they both dead? Were they both black? Both the guys?
Yeah, they were. They were. And that's one of the points that a Los Angeles lawyer is making in this case. She's saying that she is actually representing at least three black men who've complained about Buck, and that she wants a way for them to speak to law enforcement with immunity for prosecution for other potential crimes such as drug use or prostitution, because these men who have died had apparent overdose deaths.
Right.
And they may have been involved in either prostitution or something like that. After the first black man's death a couple of years ago, other men came forward and spoke out and said, yeah, I've been to his house and this is what it's like there. And nobody listened.
Right. So
now we've got another
one. Is it obvious that he's hiring people for sex, getting them all drugged up, and it's going too far and they're dying?
What the black community is saying is that if he wasn't a wealthy white man, he would not be getting away with this.
Let's see. There's a black guy who was a television star. It seems to me there's a little story about him. Remember that story? All right. Let's keep moving here. This is the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Victoria Jones and Rich McFadden. My Pillow guarantees that you will have the most comfortable pillow, the most comfortable night's sleep.
I can help you out here. Hold on. Keep going, Rich, with your thing. Let me open up my sleep app, and I'll help you out here with some statistics. Go ahead.
Stats, and your sleep app also has a nice calming sound to it that puts people to sleep.
No, this is my Garmin steps tracker, which also tracks my sleep.
Okay.
And I have two My Pillows that I use, all right? Yeah, because I'm a two pillow guy. Yep. Last night, I get 6 hours and 54 minutes of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
2 hours and 42 minutes of that was light sleep. Four hours and 12 minutes of deep sleep. That means your body's not moving at all. You are way down, and you are getting the most restful sleep that you can get. That's what I got with My Pillow.
All right. There it is, the testimonial. I don't have to say anything else. Visit MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV and get four pillows for the price of two right now. You can get almost everything in the catalog at MyPillow.com at 50% off using the promo code DJV. So what are you waiting for? Stop tossing and turning. Get a good night's rest just like Richie did. Go to MyPillow.com. Buy them at MyPillow.com. Use that promo code DJV for the deep discounts.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Here are the stories. The list as compiled by the folks at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, number 10. The usual sort of focus on the world of sports talk radio and NFL action, Clemson winning the NCAA title, that sort of thing. Number 9, the health care guarantee, the proposal put up by Mayor Blah Blasio. Number 8, the Jeff Bezos divorce and the accompanying pictures and stories. Number 7, the trade war and how that's getting settled, or at least settling down a bit. Number 6, Ed Buck and what the heck is going on in his apartment in Hollywood. Number five, the Democrats versus the Republicans. The new Democrats versus Trump. Presidential race number four. The investigation number three. Shutdown number two. And the border wall situation number one this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth. If you search for information about coconut oil online, you'll see it's one of the best things you can put in your body, or one of the worst.
Some people say it's the best thing since sliced bread. Other people say it's poison. The truth is somewhere in between.
Dr. Donald Hensrud, a nutrition expert and author of the Mayo Clinic Diet Book, says coconut oil probably isn't the cure-all its supporters claim it is.
The bottom line is that coconut oil is still a saturated fat. It still raises cholesterol a little bit and probably best avoided in large quantities.
But Dr. Hensrud says it's also probably not the poison some of its detractors claim it is either.
I'd say the less the better. On the other hand, if you eat a small amount occasionally, it probably isn't going to have a big negative effect on health. But for people who are consuming it to try and improve their health, I'd say that probably isn't a good idea.
The bottom line, moderation is key. For more information, talk with your health care provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
All right, time for us to let me just work my way through the story list and the people list. A couple of quick comments. The number seven issue this week on the talkers list of stories is the trade war and how the midweek the mark looked good for trying to fix this. It's not in anybody's interest, the Asians or the Americans, for this thing to go on. Jeff Bezos and his I laugh about this.
Jeffy.
What in the
this
world?
This could get really interesting. You know,
listen to this. This guy is the biggest technology Amazon. He owns it. Owns enough stock so that he's worth $160 some odd billion. He's flashing Twitter pictures of his junk to his girlfriend. What is the matter with you?
Oh, is that what the pictures were of?
Yes. Yes.
You know what I find interesting about that? May I say something? May I speak?
Yes, please.
If she is his girlfriend, the chances are she's already seen that. So why does he need to send pictures? Because that's evidence, and that is just daft.
What's really
going to
be
just silly.
What's really going to be fun here is that Washington, where they live, the state where they live, is a 50-50 state. So she gets half of everything, right?
Yeah.
He will go from being the richest person in the world to the fifth richest person in the world, and she will become the richest woman in the world
by far. Golly. Yeah. Oh, I do hope this young lady is worth it.
Yeah. Well, the angle I get is this foolishness. First of all, from a man's point of view, who wants to look at some other guy's? I think it's disgusting
I'll tell you something. It is, I'll tell you, nobody that I've ever met in my very young life, no young woman, no old woman, no middle-aged woman has any interest in seeing your privates, whether they are in a state of rest or in a state of excitement.
What if it's got a $50 billion bill hanging off?
We have no interest in that.
Yeah. And then the girlfriend, what's her face from Extra, whatever her name is, I forget her name is, her girlfriend had the pictures because they were talking about it, and she sold them to Page Six or whoever, Inquirer, somehow or other. There's a good friend for you. Wow. Number nine, the health care guarantee conversation in New York City that the blah, blah, Blasio has come out with this past week. And Sports Talk Radio number 10, the usual stuff. On the people list, for your edification, we'll go through the top 10 people according to the survey done by Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. Mayor Bill Blah Blasio, number 10 on the list. Most talked about people this week. Jeff Bezos, number 9. Ed Buck comes in at number 8. Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez and her entourage at number 7. The candidates for president, female, 2020, Democrats, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, Michelle Obama. Who would you pick? Number 6. Rod Rosenstein from the Attorney General's Office, number 5. Robert Mueller, another AG plant, number 4. Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, 3 and 2, respectively. And number 1, as you might expect, is the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. So that's the list. I don't think there are any surprises there, except maybe the focus on the women running for the Democratic nomination. That's it on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Thank you, Victoria. Thank you, Richie. Talk Radio Review for the week of January 7th to the 11th. Here, I'm Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
The feel of shopping in a hometown store. What is it that makes it special? A lot of things. It's familiar faces. It's folks remembering your name. It's employees that are not just hired to work in a department. Some have been with Orchard Nutrition over 20 years, and they're willing to share their knowledge with you. These are all things you've always found at Orchard Nutrition Center. And since 1982, Orchard's motto, supporting local, we're all in it together, says it all. When you step into Orchard Nutrition at 221 Locust Street in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, you'll find a wide variety of organic groceries, fresh organic produce, straight from the farm to Orchard Nutrition Center to your table. Their delicious bakery and deli, and a wide selection of vitamins and supplements, with certified nutritionists to answer all your questions. So whether you're looking for nitrate-free deli meats, certified local organic produce, a wide variety of health foods, supplements, herbs, teas, and so much more, you'll find it at Orchard Nutrition Center. Supporting local, we're all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's Tech Talk time now, 53 past the hour. We'll focus on the big technology stories now of the week, courtesy of Victoria Keelan's knowledge. So let's get to number 5 as we count to number 1, Victoria. And the focus here is on Instagram, your favorite way of exercising your prowess on social media.
Well, or just observing everyone else, at least on Instagram. So Instagram announced this week that they're adding the ability to let you publish a post to multiple accounts at the same time. And this is great news because a lot of people now have multiple accounts. There are a ton of retail businesses that are on Instagram these days. And so if you want to have a post that goes to your personal account as well as your business, this makes things a lot easier. There are a lot of photographers who are also on Instagram, and they run their photography businesses through that site, and that makes it easier for them as well. So If some people have it already, they call it the self-regram option. So some people have it already if you have an iPhone. It's coming to Android very soon. They just have not announced a firm date on that. And if you don't have it on your iPhone yet, then be on the lookout, because I think by middle of next week, you should have everything there ready to go.
All right, number four, counting down to number one, top big stories from the world of technology this week. Focus on what's new at Amazon.
Yeah, well, Amazon has been trying to figure out the best way to avoid package thieves, which was a huge trend during the holiday season, people leaving packages out front and then people just stealing them. And so they've decided that they've tried going into your home with the key system. They've tried to go into the trunk of your car. Now they think that the garage might be the actual answer. It doesn't allow delivery people actual access to your home. It doesn't interfere with your pets, which has been a concern. And so the problem, though, is it's called the Key for Garage program, and it will cost you some money to set it up, though. You'll have to get an electronic door opener. That's about $180, and you have to have a little hub of a home network and things like that, and then you have to get the Key app. They said right now, between April and June, it will be in 37 cities and major metropolitan areas, excluding New York, because no one has a garage in New York City, and so it will be pretty much around the country. And if this is an option that works for you, it does make a lot of sense, though. The garage is more of a secured place, and then your packages won't be stolen.
You say Kiefer?
Key for Garage.
Oh, okay.
That's the name of it.
I got it. Okay. It has nothing to do with Kiefer Sutherland.
No.
Number three on our list, let's go to AT&T. Those no-good so-and-sos.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly it. AT&T has updated three of their smartphones from Samsung and LG to make them show that they have 5G connectivity on the network. So instead of seeing LTE, which is what pretty much everyone has right now, you'll now see 5G. And the thing is, it's not real. And they came under a lot of fire this week. The 5G network doesn't exist yet on these phones. These phones are not compatible with it. So what they're calling it is the 5GE. And there's a big E there. And so they say if you are in a suburban area that you might experience a boost in connectivity and you might get a little bit of a faster speed with this. But pretty much AT&T got called out on this one. This was just a farce.
A farce. Yeah. What a surprise from some of these outfits. Number two, speaking of farces, I don't know whether I was working on my computer yesterday on Word 10. What a farce that is. Microsoft as a new partnership agreement.
I actually think this is kind of a cool story, and I think it's great news for Microsoft and for Kroger, which is the largest grocery store chain in America. They have partnered, and they have developed two different stores, one in Washington State, one in Ohio, that are filled with digital shelf labels and image recognition cameras. This is very similar to what Amazon Go cashierless stores are, and so this is Kroger's way of trying to step up into the tech game. And I think, you know, this is going to roll out probably by the end of 2020. This may be the new norm for grocery shopping.
Really? All right. That's interesting news. Number one, the best story of the week is a help story that comes to you courtesy of focusing on your energy costs.
Right. Earlier this week was National Cut Your Energy Costs Day, and which highlights paying attention to how you can cut your energy use and save money. And so a few things that you can do, experts say, buy a programmable thermostat, because unwanted heating and air conditioning is actually the biggest source of wasted energy in American homes. So if you own your own home, installing a digital programmable thermostat can make a huge difference on your bills. Also, get as many new appliances as you can. The cost of buying the new ones will really be offset on your bills. And check your water use as well, because that takes up a lot of energy to heat water.
Good work, Victoria. Thank you, Victoria Jones. Victoria Keelan. I don't know where Victoria Jones is. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, or Doug Jones at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Cost birth control from taking effect in 13 states in Washington, D.C. The judge granted the request for a preliminary injunction but rejected the request that they block the rules nationwide. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo continuing his travels and now in Saudi Arabia during his Mideast tour. This as the relationship between Riyadh and Washington remains tense following the October assassination of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Pompeo says the U.S. will continue to have conversation with the Crown Prince and the Saudis to ensure full accountability of the murder.
We'll continue to talk about that and make sure we have all the facts so that they are held accountable, certainly by the Saudis, but by the United States as well, where appropriate.
A winter storm that contributed to at least five deaths in the Midwest pummeled the Mid-Atlantic region for a second day, bringing with it an icy mix that knocked out power, canceled flights, and contributed to hundreds of car accidents in the region. In North Carolina, Governor Roy Cooper declared a state of emergency to help utility crews restore electricity more quickly after power lines fell. News and analysis, townhall.com.
All right, so you're for PatriotMobile.com. Patriot Mobile wants to know, what's your New Year's resolution? Why not find a better fit for your values? Big Mobile funds the big left, donates to causes like Planned Parenthood. Patriot Mobile does just the opposite. They donate to conservative causes every time you pay your bill. Wouldn't you rather fund pro-life, religious freedom, and Second Amendment right groups with every call you make? It's easier to switch to Patriot Mobile. Most people save money, and they know that their hard-earned dollars are working to make America great again. Bring your own phone, keep your own phone number, buy a new phone, whatever it takes. Now is the time. Make a New Year's resolution to stop spending money with companies that contradict your values. Plus, visit them online at patriotmobile.com/you to get your activation fee waived. Or mention Hugh when you call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. That's 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Make a New Year's resolution today. Join the revolution. PatriotMobile.com/Hugh. 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Mention Hugh. Get the activation fee waived. Switch to Patriot Mobile today.
One of China's major cities has reached an environmental milestone, an almost entirely electric-powered taxi fleet.
The high-tech hub of Shenzhen in southern China announced at the start of the year that 99% of the nearly 21,700 taxis operating in the city were electric. Last year, it still had 7,500 gasoline-powered taxis on the roads. A few can still be found, but electric ones far outnumber them. The metropolis of 12.5 million is the second to achieve this feat in China and the largest. Shenzhen's bus fleet has been all electric since 2017.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Beijing and other Chinese cities are served by legions of electric scooters, bicycles, and three-wheeled delivery vehicles that help reduce emissions. They sometimes startle pedestrians with their near-silent operation. You can check out more breaking news and read more analysis, both at townhall.com. Final preparations underway before Ohio's incoming governor takes the oath of office tomorrow.
State Attorney General Mike DeWine has moved through the transition process with a methodical calm.
He laid out his slate of diverse bipartisan cabinet picks while politely declining to step on outgoing Governor John Kasich's toes. The theme of his inaugural, faith, family, and friends. The 72-year-old's comfortable win in the fall makes DeWine Ohio's oldest governor, along with being one of the state's most familiar politicians. Rich Thomason reporting.
The average U.S. price of regular grade gas dropped 12 cents a gallon over the past 3 weeks to $2.31 a gallon. That, according to industry analyst Troby Lundberg, who credits falling crude oil costs for the decrease. Over the past 3.5 months, the average price of regular has dropped 66 cents a gallon. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Hooray, hoorah. On the air for the weekend of January 11th, 2019. So the charts that we will focus on here from the research of Talkers Magazine for the entire week, January 7th to the 11th. And here to do the honors, Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, a willing foil for Michael and his intelligence and his banter and his review of the hot hits in talk radio. So we have a people list and a story list. So, Michael, where would you like to start?
Let's start with the stories.
Okay.
I'll tell you the story about the stories. And here we go. At number 10, we have National Football League action. And that's tied with Clemson winning the NCAA title. And that brings a conclusion to the college football season, and now we have the playoffs for the big leagues, and it's all happening, and it's very exciting as we march our way to the Super Bowl, a great event that brings all Americans together. At number 9, we have a New York City health care guarantee. At number 8, the Bezos divorce, and that's tied with the Ailes serious litigation. At number 7, the U.S.-China trade war and U.S.-Syria policy. At number 6, the Ed Buck case. At number 5, the freshman Democrats versus Trump. At number 4, believe it or not, the 2020 presidential race. It's in full swing already. At number 3, the Trump-Russia investigation. At number 2, the government shutdown. And at number 1, the Trump border wall address. And, of course, his visit to the border and all the stuff having to do with the border and the wall. And now for the people chart that you mentioned. We have at number 10, Bill de Blasio. At number 9, Jeff Bezos. At number 8, Ed Buck. At number 7, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez and Rashida Tlaib. At number 6, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, and Michelle Obama. At number 5, Rod Rosenstein. At number 4, Robert Mueller. At number 3, Chuck Schumer. At number 2, Nancy Pelosi. And at number 1, a little-known obscure figure named Donald Trump. And there you go.
Michael Cohen, who is Trump's former lawyer, is going to testify before the House Oversight Committee.
Yep.
And says he's prepared to cooperate and provide the American people with answers. So
he's a great American, a man.
What are the questions?
That's right. The answers.
Yes. Okay, let's go to the people list here, Michael. There are, at the end, the numbers 10, 9, 8, and 7, maybe even 6, have interesting things attached to their name story-wise as far as blah, blah, Blasio is concerned. He made it this week because there is a proposal in New York City to have a health care guarantee. This is coupled with number 9 on the story list, a health care guarantee for all 800,000 people in New York City that don't have health care. And,
right.
Of course, he said, you can, you're sort of, you're, you originally were from New York City, if I remember correctly.
And have lived there many times.
Yeah. And so how much of a problem is this, and how does this fix it? And is this
I could
political...
easily solve the health care problem in New York.
By sending everybody to live somewhere else. Yes, it is.
Stay healthy. Don't get sick. No, seriously, New York is a city and a nation unto itself. They say that the second hardest job in the world, I don't know how true it is, but it has a meaning, the statement, that the second hardest job in the world is the mayor of New York. It's second only to president of the United States.
That's why Michael Bloomberg will be a great president.
He might, or he might have he might be past his value. I don't know.
His prime.
I have mixed feelings about. prime is not a word I like to use. Value. I'm not sure how I feel about Bloomberg at this point.
Okay.
But he's certainly an interesting character. But Bill de Blasio is an interesting character, too. You can't be the mayor of New York unless you're an interesting character. So let's just say, you know, you asked me my take on this. My take is only that New York is a universe unto itself. It is gigantic. It is complicated. There are people who live their entire lives in New York, never leave. So in some ways, it's the most sophisticated center of intelligence in the country. And in other ways, it's extremely provincial. And it's not surprising that New York would take a step toward trying to fill the gap in terms of the health care problem by having some type of universal health care or support for health care for people that don't have it. Beyond that, it's what's the term? It's above my pay grade to try to figure out how it would work or exactly what the details of the proposal are.
Well, it seems that we've become more and more socialistic in our country. This is, in my view, I'm a libertarian. I don't like any of this stuff. People need to, one of the best things that's
happened.
Well,
you'd like it if you had no health care.
No, I would figure out how to get health care because that's my nature.
Yeah, you'd ask the government to help you.
No, I wouldn't. I'd go find it on my own and figure out if I felt I needed it, then I would figure out how to take care of myself. I don't need the government to take care of me. I'm tired of paying for governmental services to people who are getting something basically for nothing, who could get it on their own without me contributing and you contributing to paying what they should be paying for themselves. There's a lot of people in our country who need the help, who are not getting the help, and people who don't need the help are getting the help.
Well, that's why I said it's complicated, sometimes it's difficult, Doug, to put your own sensibilities into a situation that you're not living.
That's true.
And it's easy to say I wouldn't turn to the government for help. You turn to the government for help all the time. You're just not thinking about it. The government and our lives is intrinsically connected.
Well, we've allowed the government to become inveigled into our lives to a point where, for the most part, you can't live without some form of governmental interference in your life or entanglement or involvement, however, whatever adjective you want to use to describe a noun. I just find it to be...
I agree with you. I have libertarian tendencies myself, but I don't see libertarianism as a doctrine that you can run in pure sense. I see it as sort of a compass, an ideal.
Yeah.
I don't see any way, you know, that we could have a world without traffic lights. Once you have an intersection and you put a traffic light there, you've got government interference.
But do we need to have a traffic light camera to give you a ticket if you somehow or other may make a mistake and go through the traffic light, or even the camera doesn't work properly?
If some SOB ran the light and killed a relative of yours and you wanted to find out who it was, again, it depends on whose shoes
traffic
you're in.
Traffic light cameras don't fix that problem. People who know the hell what they're doing and driving and paying attention are what fix that problem.
I don't mean to get into a whole debate with you. But this is a discussion that comes into play every time you talk about these things. I don't mean you. Yeah. Every time one talks about these things.
Right. Yep.
And it's important, I think, to understand why these things are discussed. And
I agree.
The diversity in this country in terms of experience and circumstance that leads to these arguments.
All right. Let's not have an argument about how well you rested last night. I hope you had a good night's rest. And if you didn't, it's probably because you got lousy pillows, a lousy mattress, lousy sheets, lousy everything when it comes to your rest. So let's fix that by going to MyPillow.com. They guarantee you the most comfortable night ever. Use their products. Start with the famous MyPillows. You can wash them. You can dry them. You can use them over and over and over and over and over again as compared to some of the other more expensive pillows that you buy in the various stores, and you can't wash them when they've outlived their useful life. You throw them away. And by the way, if you keep them for more than a year, they're loaded with all kinds of really unspeakable things, those mites that are in them that crawl into your nose and your eyes and your mouth and your ears as you sleep. You don't want those. Throw those pillows out. Go to MyPillow.com and get now this month special 4 for the price of 2. 2 go-anywhere pillows, 2 special wonderful pillows, the premium pillows. You can get them at MyPillow.com. Use the DJV code to get the most comfortable pillows in the world at half price. Don't toss and turn anymore. Get better rest with MyPillows and MyPillow sheets, MyPillow mattresses, mattress covers. It's all there in the catalog using the DJV code. We'll get 2 for the price of 1, and then some. My Pillows. Buy all this at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Make 2019 your best year yet. Start out with a great night's sleep. It's my plan. What about your plan? How often do you hear complaints about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way you sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillow, made right here in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. They come with a 10-year warranty. You have nothing to lose except a good night's sleep. So let's get on the horn here. Or better yet, go online to MyPillow.com. Get 4 MyPillows, 4 for half the price. 2 premium MyPillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. The money-back guarantee extends till March 1st. So, with nothing to lose, go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. And get these fabulous pillows for a great night's rest. Start the new year out right by getting great rest, courtesy of the pillows from MyPillow.com. We're talking about
We started after Michael went through the stories, the people, sort of brought our attention around to the people list. Jeff Bezos is at number 9, going to get divorced from his wife of 25 years. She will become the richest woman in America, and he will go from the number 1 richest person in America to the number 5 richest person in America.
He's going to have to apply for, aid from de Blasio if this continues.
Healthcare insurance.
He's being, yes. Can you imagine losing billions of dollars in a divorce? The poor guy is going to be broke. He might be down to his last $30, $40, $50 billion.
$64 billion he'll be worth after.
Oh, man. He'll have to tighten his belt.
Yes, he will. And apparently he doesn't have one because all the pictures that you see on page 6 this week of him without any, no clothes.
I think the National Enquirer went after him, too. And,
the National Enquirer, right, yeah.
They're friends of Trump, and Trump and Bezos are nobodies. So,
they are.
It's kind of interesting watching all of that.
But could you imagine seeing, we had that whole thing this week we ought to talk about this, actually, the Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky thing brought back up, regurgitated by ABC for no good reason other than to get some rating points because they didn't bring anything new into it. It was pretty really disgusting. I watched it. Did you see any of it?
No, I didn't. This is fascinating.
Disgusting.
They just brought it up for no reason?
Nothing. No, there's no new news. It's just the way ABC's been doing this lately, regurgitating old stories just to regurgitate them. They don't bring anything new into the story, into the picture. I feel badly. I've always felt badly for Monica Lewinsky. And all this does is make her life miserable again. One more time. Mm. Let's bring it up. So, anyway, we'll continue with another continuing look at some of the people this week on the Talk Radio Countdown, 21 after the hour.
This Christmas, give the gift of down-home comfort food and treat yourself as well. Buy $25 in gift cards from Black Bear Diner and get $5 in Bear Bucks for your own post-holiday meal. Gift cards are the perfect gift. What better way to send your love than a cozy home-style experience? Stop by Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive. Open Christmas and New Year's. Don't forget, you can enjoy your favorite comfort food at home. Order online at blackbeardiner.com, pick up, or have it delivered.
Black Bear Diner.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The joy of the Lord, or the affliction of evil, the choice is ours. We choose what kind of life we will live. When we choose to live for God, our life will find its joy and peace in Jesus Christ. The alternative is allowing the chaos of the world to dictate the outcome of our everyday life. Now is the time to choose. I encourage you to choose life, joy, peace, and the eternal love of God. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Get in touch with my Maria. She's the only one who'd phone me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi.
Not the biggest Elvis story, but we've had a lot of focus conversation, abruptly, aptly so, because this was this past week the anniversary of Elvis's birth 84 years ago. And I guess because of that, and the highlighting of a lot of Elvis information, there's a special that's coming to television next month highlighting the 1968 concert. So, in league with that, jewelry and clothing and other Elvis-related memorabilia have been sold at auction. The Elvis Presley Enterprises operation says the auction at the guest house in Graceland netted 600 G's. What would have been his 84th birthday was the day this took place. The guest house is a hotel located just steps from the home itself where Elvis lived. Graceland says a red velvet shirt worn likely on stage by Presley at a show in Tupelo in 1956 sold for $37,500. A gold and diamond ring that Presley wore on stage and gave to his father sold for $30,000. A ring he gave to J.D. Sumner, one of his great pals, sold for $22,500. A winter jacket and a Love Me Tender theater lobby standee were also sold in the auction. I'm kind of wondering why they would be selling this stuff off instead of just putting it on display. It's not like they need the money. Last year, I think Elvis Presley Enterprises netted about $60 million that Lisa Marie and her mother share, but her mother's pretty tight because Lisa Marie's quite a spendthrift, so she didn't give her she doesn't give her too much of it. Maybe holding on to it for the grandchild. But anyway, Priscilla manages all this and does a great job, but I just wonder why they're selling this stuff off. I don't have an answer to the question.
Well, it's Priscilla doesn't own the majority anymore. They sold the majority stake of Elvis Presley Enterprises, so that's a that's another group that owns that. So she has part of it.
Investment
I don't know.
Group,
I don't know. But she has part of the ownership, and part of it is still, I guess, Lisa Marie. But in those divorce filings earlier this year, we found out that Lisa Marie only gets a very small stipend, which is why she filed for bankruptcy.
Yeah. Well, she doesn't.
She'll inherit a bunch, I bet. But
yeah, right. Probably. Okay, so that's the Elvis story, kind of concluding as we focus on a lot of this. Really, I think it's apt. It was appropriate this past week to have much attention toward him. All right, let's move to somebody who is kind of a contemporary of Elvis's. I think he's 10 years younger. Billy Joel is, what, 74, 75, something like that? Anybody know how old?
That's
no,
he's 70.
He's 70.
Yeah,
70 this year. Okay, so Billy Joel performing at Camden Yards in Baltimore this summer. First concert to be held in the home ballpark of the Orioles since it opened up back in 92. It's interesting. I was working in Baltimore at the time, and I thought it was interesting. I was doing this program, but I was also doing some other stuff there. And I remember when it opened up. I remember what Baltimore looked like before and after. It's much cleaner. You go into Camden Yards and that whole area downtown, Kara, of Baltimore, it's an attractive, appealing area. Probably the only one that I thought was cool in Baltimore back then. Anyway, so this is going to take place July 26th, the big concert. Tickets go on sale the 18th, which is next. When is it? Next Friday. Okay. Announcement came during a news conference in the warehouse adjacent to the ballpark. Won't be the first time Billy Joel has played in Baltimore. He was at the M&T Bank Stadium, home of the Ravens, in July of 2015. There are a lot of people excited about that. So good. Good luck. Billy Joel in the focus at 28 after here on the DJV program.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
You know what?
They do make me feel better. I really do like it. It has helped me a lot. It gives me energy. They're working out for me, and so I'm really, really happy.
When I first started taking it, someone mentioned my my skin, and that was like within like the first couple of weeks, and I thought, wow.
I feel like $1 million. Really love the product. I got to tell you, I don't no longer have those energy lulls at 4 o'clock when I'm falling asleep. I am doing things I ordinarily would not do.
What are you waiting for? Good health is only a phone call away. Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code DJV.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
The hour as we continue the weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. We're kind of taking an approach, at least for a bit here, to more thoroughly examine some of the people and the stories surrounding them on the people list. Charts, again, are readily available at talkers.com. So at number seven is this Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, who already, in terms from what I think, she's already worn out her welcome. She doesn't seem to get that it's not all about her. That's my impression, whether I'm right or wrong. I know I'm very tired, and I just, anytime her name comes up, I just delete it. I just go on to the next story, because she appears to be a showboat, interested in what it is that, that from her point of view, is important. I just don't find her to have, she's a kid, that's not all bad, but in terms of experience or putting yourself out there, I find it not nauseous. I don't know what the word is for it, but
I know
you don't
like her. You don't care for her because you don't agree with her politics. If she were somebody that, if she were a young woman doing exactly the same thing she's doing, but you agreed with her politics, you'd find her to be a fascinating rising star.
I don't know that that's really true. I understand what you're saying, but I'm not sure that would be true here. I just think she doesn't. I thought Whoopi Goldberg put it best on The View earlier in the week when she said, "Sit down, be quiet, and learn your job." And Whoopi's from that same side of the aisle politically as she is. But it's just that everything she does, she's Twittering and taking pictures and dancing and stuff and wants everybody to know. I don't know.
Well, this is, again, without defending or detracting her specifically, what's interesting about her is that she represents a young, new generation of internet users, of social media users. She's kind of an example of the new way of doing politics in the age of social media. From what I can gather, and this is not a judgment on her politics, but rather on her way of promoting her politics, she really is quite an example of how to use social media in the coming into the third decade of the 21st century. And, you know, she makes Donald Trump look like a fogey when it comes to her manipulation of these platforms.
She is a fogey.
Well, I mean, he's a pretty, you got to give Trump tremendous credit for using social media effectively. Especially considering he's a 72-year-old man and he's quite nimble with his thumbs. This gal is, there's a lot of lessons to be drawn from how she does what she does. She's fast, she's constant, she responds, she's a counterpuncher just like Trump. Amazing counterpuncher. I think you should give her a little more of her due for that, at least. You know, her politics might be a bit, you know, wackadoo to the tastes of many. But her methodology, I think, is a sign of things to come.
Okay. You mean of all...
That's just my view of her.
Yeah. Okay. Hmm? Yeah. All right. Fair enough. I could say the same, I suppose. Maybe you'll zero down on this with me. When I look at the number six, the women who were there, Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris, both of whom are... I'm from Massachusetts. You're from Massachusetts. I find Elizabeth Warren to be counter, not only politically to pretty much everything that I believe, but also her personality is such, she's so taken with herself, and that's what comes of the same sort of thing, the social media focus. And when I remember being in her presence and she walked into the room and it was like she was a rock star. She waves around and dances around and isn't, in my mind, professional or polished, it's another one of these things. Maybe they have to be like this, Michael. Maybe they have to have such a large ego that it drives them to be able to do or put up with some of the stuff that they have to as an aspiring political patronizer.
Well, we have three names there at number six. We have Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, and Michelle Obama. Which one do you think would make the most effective candidate to run against Donald Trump?
Oh, Michelle Obama, nothing even close. Kamala Harris is another opportunist who's naive and No, I think Michelle Obama would actually be, I don't know if she would be a good president. She's a very attractive candidate, though. Very well-spoken, very smart, very likable, and, you know, but she says she doesn't want to run. Didn't she say that any number of times, or is she being courted?
Well, I mean, saying you don't want to run is a tactic. It could be true. I can't believe that. I can't believe Michelle Obama doesn't want to run. I believe that she's just a couple of notches classier and smarter than the rest of the gang out there.
A couple of notches? I'd say a
well,
lot
it depends on how big a notch is. These are very large notches.
No, I think she's very likable, very smart. Yeah. She saw what her husband went through, though, for 8 years. Do you think she's cut out of the same cloth? The relationship she has with her husband, a lot different than Hillary and Bill.
Obamas present a picture, and I believe it's real, of being a very well-adjusted family. They seem to have a great relationship.
I think they have problems with their older daughters, but who doesn't have problems?
Problems with each other.
No,
I don't think they have problems
not at all.
With each other. Bill and Hillary, I hate to say this, but they're really personally a couple of creeps.
They are kind of creepy, yes.
I'm saying that, you know, with full respect. I could say worse things.
Respect for
but
whom?
Just personally. I'm just talking about that, just as we've gotten to know them.
Yeah.
And they're not the only creeps in politics. I mean, Trump is pretty damn creepy, too. So I'm not, this
do
is
you
not
have
a
to be a creep
statement.
Then? In order to make it work, you have to be a creep?
No. Again, we're talking personalities here. We're talking, what kind of people are they? Would you want to be friends with them? What are they like, you know, behind closed doors? What are they like with their supporters, their cabinets and their advisors and the people that work for them? The real people, what are they like? And, you know, a person could be a very effective politician and still be a creep. So I'm just talking about, when you talk about a couple, the Obamas seem to be a well-adjusted, loving, caring, intelligent couple. And certainly the Clintons are intelligent, but their relationship is based upon, by the standards of couplehood, they're kind of in this... mutually codependent. Yeah, creepy.
Yeah. That's an interesting way of putting it, but I think you're onto something there. Whether Michelle makes a good, likable candidate. If she wanted to run, I think she would run circles around everybody else. I think everybody else would quickly disappear.
I think we have not seen the last of her. That's what I'm saying.
Well, there was talk sort of midway through the presidential experience that we had with Mr. Obama, that the rumor was really strong she was going to run for a Senate seat in Illinois. And I don't know where that is or where it was. I don't know I've forgotten who the senators are from Illinois at this point, whether some of them are up or one of them's up. Can you launch?
I think Abraham Lincoln and Adlai Stevenson represent Illinois. I'm not sure.
Right. All right, 44 minutes. After the hour, Talk Radio Review continues with Michael and Doug. Right now, I want to create a lasting impression in your mind, thinking about your teeth and your smile. There is the secret. A lot of dentists were using the product called Power Swabs, charging you $500 to $1,000 to whiten your teeth. Now, you can buy Power Swabs simply by picking up the phone and dialing 800-208-1797, and you get the same situation. You get the same treatment as you'd get if you went to the dentist. Only, and it's inexpensive to begin with. But if you use the DJV code and you call 800-208-1797, say I want Power Swabs so I can whiten my teeth. They've gotten a little yellow. I drink a little too much coffee or too much wine. Maybe you're still smoking and the enamel in your teeth is not white, but you can make it white. By using Power Swabs, instantly remove stains. Noticeably whiter and brighter teeth are the results after the first time you use it. Guaranteed professional results in your home. So fight these stains by using Power Swabs. Call 800-208-1797. Do it now while you're thinking about it. So the next time you crack a smile, you'll be pleased at what you see, and others will feel the same. Great smiles are yours with Power Swabs. Call now, 800-208-1797. $17.97. Use the DJV code, and you'll get it for half price. On the people list, for your edification, we'll go through the top 10 people according to the survey done by Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. Mayor Bill Blah Blasio, number 10 on the list. Most talked about people this week, Jeff Bezos, number 9. Ed Buck comes in at number 8. Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez and her entourage at number 7. The candidates for president, female, 2020, Democrats, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, Michelle Obama. Who would you pick? Number 6. Rod Rosenstein from the Attorney General's Office, number 5. Robert Mueller, another AG plant, number 4. Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, 3 and 2, respectively. And number 1, as you might expect, is the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. So that's the list. I don't think there are any surprises there, except maybe the focus on the women running for the Democratic nomination. That's it. On the Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code to sell it to you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Marley Drug. You can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Here are the stories. The list as compiled by the folks at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, number 10. The usual sort of focus on the world of sports talk radio and NFL action, Clemson winning the NCAA title, that sort of thing. Number 9, the health care guarantee, the proposal put up by Mayor Blah Blasio. Number 8, the Jeff Bezos divorce and the accompanying pictures and stories. Number 7, the trade war and how that's getting settled, or at least settling down a bit. Number 6, Ed Buck and what the heck is going on in his apartment in Hollywood. Number 5, the Democrats versus the Republicans. The new Democrats versus Trump. Presidential race, number 4. The investigation, number 3. Shutdown, number 2. And the border wall situation, number 1 this week. All right, Talk Radio Countdown time. Is 13 before the hour. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen here. We were talking about the people whose names. I think the rest of the names on the list, Rod Rosenstein, who's probably going to either get fired or leave, his assistant attorney general, Mueller and his investigation, Schumer and Pelosi are 3 and 2 on the list, and Trump. What did you think of the meeting that they had this week to talk about the border wall? The supposed negotiation, Trump storms out, and he's got one rendering of the meeting, and those two have another rendering of it. What did you think in conversation?
I think it's a damn shame. I think it's a damn shame they can't come to a compromise. I think the Democrats and the Trumpians have backed themselves into a corner now with their bases, and I think they have to compromise. And that's based upon my belief that there is a bit of a crisis, whether it's a major crisis or a minor crisis. I know there's a crisis.
I don't know what to expect. I'm supposed to get on a plane to fly to California this afternoon. And I don't know what's going on with the FAA. I don't know what's going on with the TSA. So we're all now being, anybody who's traveling is being inconvenienced because you don't know until you get there whether everything's going to be working properly or not.
Yeah, well, that's certainly part of the problem. But to answer your question, I think they have got to come up with a solution. I think that the Democrats, I think they should just give them his damn wall. Negotiate on the amount of money being spent, have it very, very transparent as to how it is built and the expenses attached to it. Trump should be a little bit more flexible. He's making a best effort clearly for his base. Nobody should say he's backing down. Limbaugh should keep quiet. Leave him alone. Let him do it the way he can do it so Trump is not put in a corner, and get it done and increase security for immigration, which is something that we do need to do.
Yep,
we need to do that.
All right, the Michael Harrison interview this week. I mean, talk about Kate Delaney for a minute. I haven't talked to her for quite a long time.
Wonderful woman.
She's a nice woman, yeah. So what are you talking
about? Very talented. We talked to her about all the things she does, women in sports radio. She's on NBC Sports Network. Women that do general talk radio. She's got a national show for 10 years, and she does business radio. So she is a renaissance woman and broke the glass ceiling and is very interesting. We talk about it all.
Yeah, yeah, she has a lot to offer. Kate Delaney is Michael's guest on
MHInterview.com.
You can also reach it through Talkers, MHInterview.com. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Continuing now with the Talk Radio Countdown, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our professor of law, here to discuss some of the legal ramifications of the top 10 stories, the government shutdown and the lawsuits that are beginning. Where are they going to go? Did they just serve to shorten? I didn't think you could sue the government, but apparently some of the workers who aren't getting paid as of this weekend are suing anyway. What comes of that?
Again, I think it's more of a public relations thing than anything else, and trying to put some pressure on the parties, because I frankly don't think there's much of a legal basis to the point where early in cases that don't have much of a legal basis, what one side files is a motion to dismiss and saying based on all law, there's no basis for the action, so they don't even have to get into the facts. This shutdown, though, is really, really serious. I'll give you an example. I haven't heard much discussed. We have a new agency, which is actually pretty terrific, dealing with cyber protection of this country and valuable infrastructure from attacks from outside. Well, 43% of the employees there have been furloughed. So I'd be surprised, frankly, if we didn't see some kind of cyber attack during this time from Russia, from North Korea. I mean, this is serious stuff. It is not just workers providing quote unquote non-essential services that have been furloughed. This is a real serious issue.
Number six on the story list this week, Steve, the Ed Buck case. The reason it caught my attention on a personal side is because I'm on my way to California this weekend to move into a rented facility for a few months, and it's in his neighborhood.
I was just going to say, you're going to be his neighbor? Well, don't go over there for a party.
Apparently, I am going to be his neighbor, yeah. So
this is definitely not Mr. Rogers' neighborhood.
No, no.
Buck is actually quite famous for Bucks, and, you know, this is the kind of thing that would turn up in, you know, maybe the tabloids, the tabloid journalism, but for the fact that Buck is a major Democratic donor. So about 6 months ago, a young man was at a party at his house and died. I believe it was a drug overdose. And now, just scant months later, it appears the same thing has happened. Now, obviously, there's got to be an investigation. There was an initial investigation of the death a few months ago. They didn't find anything. They'll reopen that as well as they look into this one. I don't even want to conjecture because I don't have enough facts about where it goes from there. Frankly, the more interesting thing to me is the fact that this, which would be a tabloid story and a local story, has become a national one merely because it's just another example of political polarization. So this guy is a big Democratic donor. Therefore, it is somehow tainting the Democratic Party. The Republicans would probably do the same thing to a Republican donor if it was going on. It certainly is unusual. It's interesting. But I think as far as a national story, it isn't that big.
All right. So let's keep moving then into other areas that are the Bezos divorce. That ought to be a juicy piece of pie.
It's okay for you to say that. It's not really good for the President of the United States to make a comment. Boy, this is going to be a beauty. because, indeed, Jeff Bezos, one of the most wealthy, if not the wealthiest person in the world, longtime spouse, been married for 25 years plus. Why that's particularly interesting here is, I believe, from what I've seen, they got married without a prenuptial agreement. So it will be somewhat interesting. Now there's talk of someone else involved. That always makes divorces a little bit more vitriolic. Frankly, we're talking so much money. He could give her $136 billion and still be one of the most wealthy people in the world.
Right. Yeah.
So here's to the lawyers.
Well, it just, I think one of the reasons I think Trump finds it interesting, because his pals at the Inquirer were the ones that broke the story, and I wouldn't be surprised if they sent him copies of the pictures before they printed them. And, you know, this kind of, but a mature man of his business expertise sending up pictures on the internet of himself naked. What does he think? Gotta be a nutcase. All right, there it is. Attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Are engaged in an all-out fight over a border wall that the president says is necessary for national security. Even though government workers missed their paychecks on Friday, Congress left for the weekend, leaving President Trump here at the White House, blaming Democrats for the stalemate. Greg Clugston, the White House.
A search effort has located the cockpit voice recorder of a Lion Air jet that crashed into the Java Sea back in October. Human remains also discovered at the seabed location. The two-month-old Boeing 737 MAX 8 plunged just minutes after taking off from Jakarta October 29th, killing all 189 people on board. You've probably already noticed, but gas prices at the pump have dropped another 12 cents over the past 3 weeks.
The same thing that caused this steep crash in the price of gasoline at the pump is the same thing that may be ending that price crash and reversing it. Crude oil brought the price down with its declines. Now crude oil is up.
Fuel analyst Trilby Lundberg says the national average is $2.31 a gallon, with the highest found in San Francisco area at $3.46. And the lowest in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, at $1.80. Diesel owners got a break as well, the average falling 9 cents to $3.03 a gallon. The man who shot and killed a rookie California police officer left a letter on the bed in the home where he lived, claiming police bombarded him with ultrasonic waves. Police in the college town of Davis near Sacramento on Saturday made public the one-paragraph letter they say was written by the 48-year-old man who killed Officer Natalie Corona. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Pat Boone here again, and I assure you, I have never before endorsed a pain relief product. Not until now. Not until Relief Factor came along as a 100% drug-free solution for people struggling with ordinary pain. Quite simply, Relief Factor was designed by doctors to help relieve those occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, and everyday living. Let me ask you, are aches and pains keeping you from sleeping through the night? Or keeping you from taking those nice long walks or playing golf or tennis? You can't really call it living if you can't get around comfortably. The 3-week quick start from Relief Factor may be all you need to lower or even eliminate these pains. A whole lot of people have already gone to ReliefFactor.com, and here's something you need to know. The majority of people who order the 3-week quick start, now only $19.95, go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to ReliefFactor.com.
Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May has pleaded with lawmakers to accept her deal for leaving the European Union, warning faith in democracy is at stake.
Writing in the Sunday Express ahead of a critical vote this week, May urged lawmakers to do what's right for the country. She said rejecting the will of the people would be a catastrophic and unforgivable breach of trust in democracy. May has urged Parliament to support her little-loved EU divorce deal so Britain doesn't leave the EU on the 29th of March without an agreement on exit terms. Sarah Shackley, London.
A convicted criminal with a knife rushed onto the stage during the finale of a charity event Sunday night and stabbed a Polish mayor in the heart and abdomen before shouting he did it for political revenge in an attack that left doctors fighting to save Gdansk Mayor Paul Adamowicz's life. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Democrats want to look into reports that President Trump could have worked with Russia and concealed conversations with President Putin.
Democratic Congressman Elliot Engel, who chairs the House Foreign Affairs Committee, says he wants to know if Trump is hiding something from his meeting with Putin in Helsinki, and he's not ruling out issuing a subpoena to the president's translator.
I would only consider it as a last resort, and I would hope we wouldn't have to consider it at all. But we'll have to see. We'll see how it plays out. We'll see what we're, you know, if we're being stonewalled.
The Washington Post reports Trump went to extraordinary lengths to conceal details of his conversations with Putin, even from his own administration. Trump told Fox News anybody could have listened to that meeting, but Engel says every time Trump meets with Putin, the country is told nothing. I'm Julie Walker.
Meanwhile, the White House is denouncing that story. More on these stories, check them out at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Christian students who attend public schools should be knowledgeable about their legal rights to share their testimony and the good news of Jesus Christ. Pacific Justice Institute has prepared a valuable resource for you. Go to pji.org and download our free ebook titled Reclaim Your School.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
They're the definition of Motown soul, and they're coming to Reading, The Temptations, Tuesday, January 18th at the Cascade Theater. Known for their rich harmonies and 30 top 10 hits, The Temptations will electrify you. The Temptations, January 18th at the Cascade. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review. It's the weekly get-together of number of very good talk radio personalities from around the country to talk about what the charts indicate. The list from Talkers Magazine for the week of January 7th to the 11th is our focus, the stories, the people. And joining us on the dais is, should I do this alphabetically? What do you think? Jennifer Horn would be first.
Sure, whatever
right?
You want to do.
H.I.J. Victoria Jones. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, all together here. So, Jennifer, let's get started with the number one story this week, the border wall. What could that be?
What? You mean it wasn't the Rams going to the playoffs, huh? What? Yeah, it's the border wall, the government shutdown, certainly. The longest, they say the longest government shutdown now in history, but this is a partial shutdown. Certainly, the 800,000 government workers that are not getting a paycheck are feeling the pain of that. But many people, there's a lot of passion on both sides. Many people feel the time is now to deal with border security. Enough talking. We've been doing that for decades, and time to fix the security problems at the southern border. So the debate rages on. Both sides are really dug in on this one, and I think it ends with the national emergency being declared by the president.
All right, so what does that mean? Why? What does it mean to declare a national emergency? That was something that came from, wasn't that a suggestion from Lindsey Graham, if I'm not mistaken?
No.
Of course, the
it actually came from House of Cards, and it did. He wanted the jobs program, and nobody would pass it, so he declared.
Oh,
a
I remember that earlier,
to,
yeah, a couple of years ago.
Took
right?
FEMA's money, yeah.
Yep, I remember that.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
all
Trump's
right.
Obviously been watching House
Frank
of Cards.
Underwood.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, well, hopefully he doesn't end up where Frank Underwood ended up. Under the circumstances.
Well, I mean, the president, and this is historical, I mean, historically granted since the 70s, this has been part of the Constitution, that the president can declare a state of emergency. And so people say, well, if it wasn't an emergency a couple of months ago, why is it now? And there are a couple of answers for that. First of all, in December, there were 20,000 migrant children that came into this country just in the month of December alone. There's another caravan that's forming, that is forming over the weekend in Honduras that's going to be marching its way up to our border with Mexico. So there are things that have changed. I think the hypocrisy that you're seeing is that people are so dug in on their political sides that no one's actually acknowledging that there's a real problem here on the Democratic side. You have Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi who make it seem, at least optically, that they have no other counter planning and no desire to take border security seriously. If I were them, I would at least come up with a counter proposal to the president by just saying, no, no, no. It makes, I think, the average American go, wait a second, do they even care about an issue that they've been on the record supporting? I mean, Chuck Schumer has voted for a border fence, a structure to block off the southern border 8 times, and Nancy Pelosi has done it twice, and now it seems like, poof, there's no crisis worth dealing with. It doesn't make a lot of sense. It's very political, obviously, and I think for Democrats it has a lot to do with elections. It has to do about getting the right voters in, getting additional bodies in the country so that they're counted in next year's census so that they can redistrict and make an electoral map that's more conducive for Democrats to win both congressional and presidential elections. They know this.
Those,
this is what's at the bottom of this.
Those 40 people who are going to run in the Democratic Party for president, you think they're going to use that as an issue? Wow, that's a shocker. Hoo-ah. All right, so the border wall. Let's hear from Victoria Jones on this. She's with us from the D.C. Radio Company in Washington. Richie is at Radio America in Washington. Jennifer's in her studio in Los Angeles. I'm on my farm in Massachusetts. Not that it makes any difference as to how we discuss the issues, but it's sometimes nice to know where everybody is. So what's going on from your perspective here, the issue of the border? Is an emergency, the government shutdown? You're there. Actually, I'd like to have a discussion between you and Richie as to how this shutdown is affecting life for businesses and people who live and work in the district. So let's start with you, Victoria.
Well, I would just like to mention that Nancy Pelosi, because as we mentioned, that had her weekly press conference yesterday, and she did say that comprehensive immigration reform is what this debate should be about, and absolutely we always have stood ready to discuss comprehensive reform and, of course, the Dreamers. So she's saying that moving standalone legislation would get bipartisan support. She said it's very popular in the country and we can do that very quickly. So, and she also said that there is definitely an issue with border security. So Democrats are talking about border security and that there is an issue. But, of course, the two sides are talking past each other because they have different priorities on this. And President Trump wants a wall, and the Democrats don't want a wall. And so as long as the two sides are intransigent on that, we're not going to...
Why don't the Democrats want a wall, by the way?
Because they don't think, as don't the various members of Congress who represent the districts on the border, they do not believe, as do not the mayors who represent the towns along the border, believe that it's an effective, the most effective way of handling the situation.
So what's their idea then? If it's not the most effective way, then what do you know, Victoria, about what the idea is to fix the problem? If they don't want to have a wall, okay, what's their fix?
They think that you need to spend a considerable amount of money on this, and they think that there are a number of things that the Border Patrol have asked for, including more Border Patrol officers, including, all the things that they've been asking for, but that a barrier, I mean, for example, you put up a wall, they come through tunnels, they go around.
There are already tunnels being built under
the
wall.
Yeah, but I would say this, I mean, it's hard to deny the Department of Homeland Security's number that in border towns where there is a wall, illegal immigration is down 90%. So the walls or barriers, fences in some places, are 90 to 95% effective. That's hard to argue
with. Did anybody see Jim Acosta's bamboozling report yesterday?
Let's talk about another very interesting piece to this.
All right, wait a minute, hold on. Before we go beyond that, let's go back, because Acosta's been making himself the story as usual this week, inveigling himself into certain circumstances. Somebody called him a smart ass something or other in an interview.
Kellyanne
that he did.
Conway.
Okay, so anyway, let's put that together, Richie, for us.
Well, basically, Jim Acosta went to McAllen to try and prove that Trump was wrong, that there is no problem at the border. So he goes to the border and he's broadcasting in front of a wall, and he's talking about how there's a Burger King over here, there's no mayhem going on, there's business, just traffic as usual. I don't see any people trying to climb the wall. Everything is tranquil here. And then if everybody on Twitter and social media said, Jim, that's because there's a wall. That's why it's tranquil.
You know, what's so interesting about this is that the people who live along the border, there was a very interesting Associated Press article about this, and this is something that's going to come up if and when President Trump either declares a national emergency, which incidentally Jared Kushner, his son-in-law and advisor, does not wish him to do, or whatever route he takes, eminent domain. People who live along the border do not intend to let the government take their properties. And many of these are supporters of the president in many other ways, but they're saying, hell no, we won't go, you can't have it. And this is going to get extremely interesting.
Very political.
The reality is, you're not going to be able to build a wall every single inch of the way. It's going to have gaps.
No matter what. 15 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review with Rich McFadden, Victoria Jones, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen. Now let me see if I can focus for a moment with all of you, or for you, on an amazing product that is able to do all of the following things. One, this product instantly removes stains caused by tobacco, coffee, and tea. Two, your teeth will be noticeably whiter and brighter even after the first time you use it. Three, it polishes your teeth while whitening your teeth. Four, it guarantees professional results while you use this product at home. Five, it fights stains caused by all kinds of things like fluoride. And six, it's recommended and supported by the American Dental Association and hygienists, et cetera, et cetera. Of course, I'm talking about power swabs. Power swabs will leave everybody who looks at you with a great lasting impression, because your teeth will be whiter and brighter from the very moment you apply the product that's on the Q-tip. You snap open the tube, you put the Q-tip all around your teeth. That's all you have to do. In 5 minutes, you'll notice the teeth are whiter. 5 minutes. Power swabs, instantly amazing results. And right now you can get it at half price by calling 800-208-1797. Only for people who use the DJV code, 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs. It's the smartest thing to do when it comes to all the things that you've been eating and drinking over the holidays. Teeth stained? Fix it. 800-208-1797. Half price using the DJV code. Again, that's 800-208-1797.
Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Marley Drug. You can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
Right now, you're probably working on a list of things to do today, like errands, bills, emails, housework, dinner, and don't forget that workout. Our brains help us keep our busy lives organized as we age, and Prevagen helps your brain. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Make 2019 your best year yet. Start out with a great night's sleep. It's my plan. What about your plan? How often do you hear complaints about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way you sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillow, made right here in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. They come with a 10-year warranty. You have nothing to lose except a good night's sleep. So let's get on the horn here. Or better yet, go online to MyPillow.com. Get four MyPillows, four for half the price. Two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. The money-back guarantee extends till March 1st. So, with nothing to lose, go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. And get these fabulous pillows for a great night's rest. Start the new year out right by getting great rest, courtesy of the pillows from MyPillow.com. Talk Radio Review, Doug, Stephan, Jennifer, Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden. All right, so the government shutdown is number two on the story list this week from Talkers Magazine. I'm getting on a plane to fly to and from Los Angeles this weekend. I wonder what I'm going to encounter. Victoria, you're kind of nosing around. And so why is that? What's going on?
Well, you've got air traffic controllers and other aviation industry workers had a rally outside the Capitol on Thursday. They said that safety suffers when air traffic controllers, baggage screeners, and Federal Aviation Administration technicians and inspectors, were either furloughed or forced to work without pay. And why could that be? Well, they could be worried. Things like that. Also, the aviation industry is ramping up pressure on lawmakers in the White House to reopen the government. Miami Airport has already shut down one terminal.
I noticed there are delays in Boston coming to and from about 15 minutes because of this. So, all right, something to be aware of this weekend, 21 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The weekend of January 11th, Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Jones at the D.C. Radio Company and Rich McFadden at Radio America going through some of our stories. We've started at the top. Border wall is number one. Government shutdown is number two. Number three is the Russian... The investigation, I find that as people are kind of nosing around this, there's something fishy. And, you know, I'm not a Trump supporter. I'm a supporter of the president, the presidency, because it's an important, maybe the most important institution or one of them in our country. So I am troubled by the continuing fixation on all of this stuff. Nobody thinks anybody should be meddling in our elections. But I do remember, because this came to me this weekend, I was reading some stuff about the George Bush. Actually, I saw that movie Vice and was reminded of how Bush got into office. And then the meddling when Obama was running for office, dead people voting, stuff like that. Where was the outrage then, to the point, nobody's saying that any of this is right, but why is it that everything is so one-sided? I find it to be disturbing, distracting. It's gotten more and more that way. I spent a lot of time this week on the DJV program talking about how over the past, let's say, 20 years, things have changed so dramatically. I don't want the Russians interfering in our election. But they interfered with the election when Obama was president. So why wasn't there any theories about why this has, is just the news media doesn't like Trump, or people don't like Trump, or they want to do whatever they can?
That's part of it.
Yeah. So, I mean, the CNN, NBC, CBS, ABC, all of them, they didn't go after the Obama administration for meddling with Trump.
Where did you read that they interfered with the Obama election?
Who interfered with Obama?
Russia interfered with Obama.
No, I didn't say the Russians were. I'm just saying there was a lot of talk, as there was when Bush was president, about basic interference with the voting machines.
Buses of dead people in Chicago voting for Obama.
Dead people in Boston and Chicago voting, you know, that kind of stuff. Where was the outrage then?
I think one of the things, and I don't know why there's more interest now. And certainly we can go back to the 20s and farther back than that.
Oh, yeah. My father, in the elections in the 1930s, grew up in South Boston, and he and 10 of his buddies made a election day career. The ward bosses would come around, give them the name of 10 people for the 10, each 10 guys with 10 names for each of the 10 wards in Boston, and they were all dead people, and they would go and vote for the, you know, in the name of the dead people.
That's a given, but let's look at international interference and what the possibility. I mean, do you think that the Russians and the Cubans in the 60s were getting involved in elections here, you know, during the Kennedy years? And do you think that China may have been getting involved somehow? I mean, the Russians have always had agents here. How could they have affected, you know, with social media and digital interference now, is it more possible now, or has it always been possible in some way or another?
I think the possibilities were so much smaller back then. I think what we're looking at now is the Russia, and I know we're very short on time now, so but we're looking at the Russian government's election attack, WikiLeaks, Middle Eastern influence,
right,
and many other things.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Before I started taking this Balance of Nature, I had no energy. Since I've been taking this Balance of Nature, I have had the energy, and I just thank God. It's really been a blessing to me. Even my eyesight seems to be better because my other glasses I couldn't wear. It wasn't strong enough. But when I put the other glasses on, the one that was kind of weak, I could see so clear out of them. I said, what is this?
What are you waiting for? Good health is only a phone call away. Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code DJV.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Winter is coming.
At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane and Reading, 241-1167.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The joy of the Lord, or the affliction of evil, the choice is ours. We choose what kind of life we will live. When we choose to live for God, our life will find its joy and peace in Jesus Christ. The alternative is allowing the chaos of the world to dictate the outcome of our everyday life. Now is the time to choose. I encourage you to choose life, joy, peace, and the eternal love of God. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back on the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in talk radio, courtesy of the research done by Talkers Magazine. Go to talkers.com and see the list of the stories. Top 10 people on the list. It's a fabulous way for you to keep up with what's going on in the world of conversation. Victoria Jones is here from the D.C. radio company, Rich McFadden at Radio America. We're sort of, we started right out of the box talking about the border wall situation. Government shutdown number two. The investigation, number three, the presidential race, my God.
Oh, yeah. I'm not ready
already
for that.
There are 40 people, apparently, who are expressing some kind of interest in running on the Democratic side. And the list, I look at some of these people and the experience they've had. I suppose it's kind of like Obama, who ran for the Senate in the first term. He ran for president, and he won. Kamala Harris, who's a senator from Los Angeles. Well, she's from California. People say to me, Victoria, it sounds sexist when it sounds like I'm attacking these women. I don't know that I'm attacking them, but I'm trying to point out the shortcomings from my point of view of people like the senator from Massachusetts, Elizabeth Warren, who is about as horrible a public servant as we've had in Massachusetts for a long, long time. We've had some pretty bad ones. Kamala Harris, really no experience other than whatever. Look at the California politicians are such opportunists. Maybe that's the whole thing. Is that what politics is all about today? Opportunism? Is that it?
Yeah. I mean, hasn't it always been to a certain
I don't think Abraham Lincoln was an opportunist.
No,
I don't even think
he was
Franklin Roosevelt was an opportunist. I don't think Eisenhower was an opportunist.
Well, you're talking about rare people in history. I mean, you're not talking about, you know, so many other politicians. You know, it's really hard. There's a crazy number of people running, and I would hope for the Democrats' sake that they whittle this number down pretty rapidly, because it's silly. It's just silly.
Yeah. I don't think Obama was an opportunist. I think Obama, in his heart, thought that he was doing what the country needed to do. It was totally wrong, but I don't think he did it for the opportunity to be president. I think he did it because he wanted to make the country what he thought it should be in his eyes.
Mm.
Which is scary, but I don't think he
did it that about Trump, and I think that's what is interesting about those two men, and about other people who do sometimes make it to be president, that they have a vision. Whatever that vision is, they have a vision.
With Trump, it's interesting. I disagree. I agree and I disagree. I don't think Trump needed the job. I mean, he took a pay cut. You know, he's not taking the salary.
He doesn't have any money.
He's not taking the salary. So did he do it for the prestige of being president? Oh, absolutely. It started out as a PR stunt, and then he was like, oh, look at this, I'm winning. But really, I think for Trump, he just wants to prove to himself that he can do it, that he can win at being president.
And wants to win.
And he wants to win. That's all it is. He wants to win. So I don't think he does it because of his political ideologies. I think he does it because this is what I think it takes to win, and I want to win. And he doesn't care what you think. And a lot of people
No,
love
it's clear.
That.
That's true. Yeah. That's clear.
He doesn't care what you think.
Doesn't care.
It is about winning. And I think many people believe he doesn't have a particular political ideology because he's,
right.
you know, because he shifts his position so very fast. And I think that that has actually served him quite well in the presidency because he's so mercurial on his positions. It's proved remarkably difficult for Democrats to negotiate with him. And actually it's proved quite difficult for those in the White House and members of his cabinet because people have found it hard, including Vice President Pence, to negotiate for him. They go out and negotiate, and then they discover when they come back that, well, no, I don't want that now.
It's interesting. One of our podcasts that we do here, Bill Walton, who was a former CEO of a large investment fund for years and years, good guy's worth tons of money, knows all, he worked for Trump. In the campaign, bringing all of his financial team together. And so Stephen Moore, Larry Kudlow, you know, that whole trio of guys that he brought in, this guy, Bill Walton, brought in. And he had Stephen Moore, the economist, on his show this week. And Moore was talking about how he wanted to they went to Trump and they said, listen, you've got to get this corporate tax cut done. And we suggest that you do it for 20%. And Trump said, no, I'm not doing it for 20%. And they're like, oh, God, what are we going to do? We got to do 20%. We can't do 25%. Trump said, I want 15. And from that day on, every single meeting, he said, Trump said, no, I'm not going to 16%. I'm not going to 17. It's 15% or nothing. And, you know, and everybody's like, no. You know, so 15. And then finally, Mitch McConnell comes back 2 months later and says, I'm sorry, Mr. President, the best I can do for you is 20. And Trump goes, good, get it done. And he just said, and Stephen Moore said, his desire to win and his ability to negotiate won.
The Art of the Deal, isn't that the name
of
the
book? Yeah, he goes, when I walked in, I thought the guy was a blowhard and I didn't want to work for him. I walked out with stars in my eyes. Yeah.
Well, it depends on who you're talking to, I think, as to how they read all of this. Let's go through a couple of the other things in the interest of time. Number five item, the top five items all have to do with politics. And so the Democrats versus Trump, all of that. We've heard 87 conversations about that. Number six is the continuing focus on this guy, Ed Buck, and what's going on, the gay culture in West Hollywood. Does everybody know what this is all about? This fellow is a big fundraiser for the Democrats, and not that it has anything to do with.
Yeah, he's got dead people showing up in his house.
Yeah, dead people.
Yeah, it's not good. Dead black people showing up in his house, and
were they both dead? Were they both black? Both the guys?
Yeah, they were. They were, and that's one of the points that a Los Angeles lawyer is making in this case. She's saying that she is actually representing at least three black men who've complained about Buck, and that she wants a way for them to speak to law enforcement with immunity for prosecution for other potential crimes such as drug use or prostitution, because these men who have died had apparent overdose deaths.
Right.
And
yeah.
They may have been involved in either prostitution or something like that. After the first black man's death a couple of years ago, other men came forward and spoke out and said, yeah, I've been to his house and this is what it's like there. And nobody listened.
Right. So
now we've got another
one. Is it obvious that he's hiring people for sex, getting them all drugged up, and it's going too far and they're dying?
What the black community is saying is that if he wasn't a wealthy white man, he would not be getting away with this.
Let's see. There's a black guy who was a television star. It seems to me there's a little story about him. Remember that story? All right. Let's keep moving here. This is the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Victoria Jones and Rich McFadden. My Pillow guarantees that you will have the most comfortable pillow, the most comfortable night's sleep.
I can help you out here. Hold on. Keep going with your thing. Let me open up my sleep app, and I'll I'll help you out here with some statistics. Go ahead.
Stats, and is your sleep app also has a nice calming sound to it that puts people to sleep.
No,
too,
no.
It?
This is my Garmin steps tracker, which also tracks my sleep.
Okay.
And I have two MyPillows that I use, all right?
Yeah,
because I'm a two-pillow guy.
Yeah.
Last night, I get 6 hours and 54 minutes of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
2 hours and 42 minutes of that was light sleep. 4 hours and 12 minutes of deep sleep. That means your body's not moving at all. You are way down, and you are getting the most restful sleep that you can get. That's what I got with MyPillow.
All right. There it is, the testimonial. I don't have to say anything else. Visit MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and get four pillows for the price of two right now. You can get almost everything in the catalog at MyPillow.com at 50% off using the promo code DJV. So what are you waiting for? Stop tossing and turning. Get a good night's rest just like Richie did. Go to MyPillow.com, buy them at MyPillow.com. Use that promo code DJV for the deep discounts. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Here are the stories. The list as compiled by the folks at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, number 10. The usual sort of focus on the world of sports talk radio and NFL action, Clemson winning the NCAA title, that sort of thing. Number 9, the health care guarantee, the proposal put up by Mayor Blah Blasio. Number 8, the Jeff Bezos divorce and the accompanying pictures and stories. Number 7, the trade war and how that's getting settled, or at least settling down a bit. Number 6, Ed Buck and what the heck is going on in his apartment in Hollywood. Number 5, the Democrats versus the Republicans. Duh. The new Democrats versus Trump. Presidential race number 4, the investigation number 3, shutdown number 2, and the border wall situation number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth. If you search for information about coconut oil online, you'll see it's one of the best things you can put in your body, or one of the worst.
Some people say it's the best thing since sliced bread. Other people say it's poison. The truth is somewhere in between.
Dr. Donald Hensrud, a nutrition expert and author of the Mayo Clinic Diet Book, says coconut oil probably isn't the cure-all its supporters claim it is.
The bottom line is that coconut oil is still a saturated fat. It still raises cholesterol a little bit and probably best avoided in large quantities.
But Dr. Hensrud says it's also probably not the poison some of its detractors claim it is either.
I'd say the less the better. On the other hand, if you eat a small amount occasionally, it probably isn't going to have a big negative effect on health. But for people who are consuming it to try and improve their health, I'd say that probably isn't a good idea.
The bottom line, moderation is key. For more information, talk with your health care provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
All right, time for us to let me just work my way through the story list and the people list. A couple of quick comments. The number 7 issue this week on the talkers list of stories is the trade war and how the at midweek the mark looked good for trying to fix this. It's not in anybody's interest, the Asians or the Americans, for this thing to go on. Jeff Bezos and his I laugh about
Jeffy,
this.
Jeffy.
What in the
this
world?
This could get really interesting. You know,
listen to this. This guy is the biggest technology Amazon. He owns it. Owns enough stock so that he's worth $160-some-odd billion. He's flashing Twitter pictures of his junk to his girlfriend. What is the matter with you?
Oh, is that what the pictures were of?
Yes. Yes.
You know what I find interesting about that? May I say something? May
yeah,
I
please.
Speak?
Yes, please.
If she is his girlfriend, the chances are she's already seen that. So why does he need to send pictures? Because that's evidence, and that is just daft.
What's really
that
gonna be,
is just silly.
What's really going to be fun here is that Washington, where they live, the state where they live, is a 50-50 state. So she gets half of everything, right?
Yeah.
He will go from being the richest person in the world to the fifth richest person in the world, and she will become the richest woman in the world by far.
Golly. Yeah. Oh, I do hope this young lady is worth it.
Yeah. Well, the angle I get is this foolishness. First of all, from the man's point of view, who wants to look at some other guy's? I think it's disgusting.
I'll tell you, nobody that I've ever met in my very young life, no young woman, no old woman, no middle-aged woman has any interest in seeing your privates, whether they are in a state of rest or in a state of excitement.
What if it's got a $50 billion bill hanging off?
We have no interest in that.
Yeah. And then the girlfriend, what's her face from Extra, whatever her name is, I forget what her name is, her girlfriend had the pictures because they were talking about it, and she sold them to Page Six or whoever, Inquirer, somehow or other. There's a good friend for you. Wow. Number nine, the health care guarantee conversation in New York City that the blah, blah, Blasio has come out with this past week. And Sports Talk Radio number 10, the usual stuff. On the people list, for your edification, we'll go through the top 10 people according to the survey done by Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. Mayor Bill Blah Blasio, number 10 on the list. Most talked about people this week, Jeff Bezos, number 9. Ed Buck comes in at number 8. Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez and her entourage at number 7. The candidates for president. Female, 2020, Democrats, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, Michelle Obama, who would you pick, number 6. Rod Rosenstein from the Attorney General's Office, number 5. Robert Mueller, another AG plant, number 4. Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, 3 and 2, respectively. And number 1, as you might expect, is the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. So that's the list. I don't think there are any surprises there, except maybe the focus on the women running for the Democratic nomination. That's it on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Thank you, Victoria. Thank you, Richie. Talk Radio Review for the week of January 7th to the 11th. Here, I'm Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit ShastaCollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR. KCNR Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the airwaves, is ground zero for the renaissance of downtown Reading. Our state-of-the-art on-air studio is under construction right now, so you might hear a bit of hammering in the background. We're upgrading our sound and control systems, so you may occasionally hear a little glitch, but bear with us, we will keep it to a minimum. And we will be expanding our presence with an FM channel and an exciting launch into video on YouTube Live. KCNR, Free Fire Radio. Join in the conversation.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's Tech Talk time now, 53 past the hour. We'll focus on the big technology and stories now of the week, courtesy of Victoria Keelan's Knowledge. So let's get to number five as we count to number one, Victoria. And the focus here is on Instagram, your favorite way of exercising your prowess on social media.
Well, or it's just observing everyone else, at least on Instagram. So Instagram announced this week that they're adding the ability to let you publish a post to multiple accounts at the same time. And this is great news because a lot of people now have multiple accounts. There are a ton of retail businesses that are on Instagram these days. And so if you want to have a post that goes to your personal account as well as your business, this makes things a lot easier. There are a lot of photographers who are also on Instagram, and they run their photography businesses through that site, and that makes it easier for them as well. So if some people have it already, they call it the self-regram option. So some people have it already if you have an iPhone. It's coming to Android very soon. They just have not announced a firm date on that. And if you don't have it on your iPhone yet, then be on the lookout, because I think by middle of next week you should have everything there ready to go.
All right, number four, counting down to number one, top big stories from the world of technology this week. Focus on what's new at Amazon.
Yeah, well, Amazon has been trying to figure out the best way to avoid package thieves, which was a huge trend during the holiday season. People leaving packages out front and then people just stealing them. And so they've decided that they've tried going into your home with the key system. They've tried to go into the trunk of your car. Now they think that the garage might be the actual answer. It doesn't allow delivery people actual access to your home. It doesn't interfere with your pets, which has been a concern. And so the problem, though, is it's called the Key for Garage program, and it will cost you some money to set it up, though. You'll have to get an electronic door opener. That's about $180, and you have to have a little hub of a home network and things like that, and then you have to get the Key app. They said right now, between April and June, it will be in 37 cities and major metropolitan areas, excluding New York, because no one has a garage in New York City, and so it will be pretty much around the country. And if this is an option that works for you, it does make a lot of sense, though. The garage is more of a secured place, and then your packages won't be stolen.
You say Kiefer?
Key for Garage.
Oh, okay.
That's the name of it.
I got it. Okay. It has nothing to do with Kiefer Sutherland.
No.
Number three on our list, let's go to AT&T. Those no-good so-and-sos?
Mm-hmm, that's exactly it. AT&T has updated three of their smartphones from Samsung and LG to make them show that they have 5G connectivity on the network. So instead of seeing LTE, which is what pretty much everyone has right now, you'll now see 5G. And the thing is, it's not real, and they came under a lot of fire this week. The 5G network doesn't exist yet on these phones. These phones are not compatible with it. So what they're calling it is the 5GE. And there's a big E there. And so they say if you are in a suburban area that you might experience a boost in connectivity and you might get a little bit of a faster speed with this. But pretty much AT&T got called out on this one. This was just a farce.
A farce. What a surprise from some of these outfits. Number two, speaking of farces, I don't know whether I was working on my computer yesterday on Word 10. What a farce that is. Microsoft has a new partnership agreement.
I actually think this is kind of a cool story, and I think it's great news for Microsoft and for Kroger, which is the largest grocery store chain in America. They have partnered, and they have developed two different stores, one in Washington State, one in Ohio, that are filled with digital shelf labels and image recognition cameras. This is very similar to what Amazon Go cashierless stores are, and so this is Kroger's way of trying to step up into the tech game. And I think, you know, this is going to roll out probably by the end of 2020. This may be the new norm for grocery shopping.
Really? All right. That's interesting news. Number one, the best story of the week is a help story that comes to you courtesy of focusing on your energy costs.
Right. Earlier this week was National Cut Your Energy Costs Day, and which highlights paying attention to how you can cut your energy use and save money. And so a few things that you can do, experts say, buy a programmable thermostat, because unwanted heating and air conditioning is actually the biggest source of wasted energy in American homes. So if you own your own home, installing a digital programmable thermostat can make a huge difference on your bills. Also, get as many new appliances as you can. The cost of buying the new ones will really be offset on your bills, and check your water use as well, because that takes up a lot of energy to heat water.
Good work, Victoria. Thank you, Victoria Jones. Victoria Keelan. I don't know where Victoria Jones is. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, or Doug Jones at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
For information.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The head of Iran's nuclear program says the Islamic Republic's begun preliminary activities for designing a modern process for 20% uranium enrichment for its 50-year-old research reactor in Tehran, signaling a new danger for the nuclear deal.
The comment on state television from Ali Akbar Salahi increased the pressure on the international community, as 20% enrichment would mean Iran has abandoned the terms of the 2015 atomic accord. President Donald Trump already pulled America out of the accord in May and resumed sanctions on Tehran. So far, United Nations inspectors say Iran continues to comply with the deal's terms, which limits enrichment to 3.5%. I'm Zaria Shakli.
The fate of Sears and its Kmart brand likely to be decided Monday in a law firm conference room high above Manhattan. There, those who are owed money by Sears will consider a last-ditch plan to preserve 425 stores and 50,000 jobs at a bankruptcy auction. President Trump is being urged by an ally to reopen the government to get talks moving with Democrats to end the government shutdown.
I would urge him to open up the government for a short period of time, like 3 weeks.
But Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox News Sunday,
the president says, let's make a deal, then open up the government. Nancy Pelosi says, even if you opened up the government, I wouldn't fund a wall, so that's why I'm depressed.
Senator Chris Coons calls the suggestion a great place to start. The Delaware Democrat also appeared on Fox News Sunday.
Reopen the government, stop harming our country and our economy, and let's make our best efforts, because we all agree we need to invest more in border security.
But Graham asks, if there's no deal after 3 weeks,
all bets are off. See if he can do it by himself through the emergency powers.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Pat Boone here again, and I assure you, I have never before endorsed a pain relief product. Not until now. Not until Relief Factor came along as a 100% drug-free solution for people struggling with ordinary pain. Quite simply, Relief Factor was designed by doctors to help relieve those occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, and everyday living. Let me ask you, are aches and pains keeping you from sleeping through the night? Or keeping you from taking those nice long walks or playing golf or tennis? You can't really call it living if you can't get around comfortably. The 3-week quick start from Relief Factor may be all you need to lower or even eliminate these pains. A whole lot of people have already gone to ReliefFactor.com, and here's something you need to know. The majority of people who order the 3-week quick start, now only $19.95, go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to ReliefFactor.com.
More than 40 state attorneys general have announced a $1.5 million settlement with the Neiman Marcus Group over a data breach back in 2014 that the Dallas retailer disclosed.
The breach exposed customer credit card data at 77 Neiman Marcus stores nationwide. Over a 3-month period in 2013, about 370,000 Neiman Marcus credit cards were accessed by unknown third parties unlawfully, and at least 9,200 were used fraudulently. Under terms of the settlement, Neiman Marcus agrees to maintain reasonable procedures to protect customers' personal data and obtain an information security assessment as well as report from a third-party professional.
Correspondent Jeremy House. The settlement involves 43 states and the District of Columbia. The rules that govern recreational marine fishing in the U.S. will get an overhaul due to a new law passed by Congress. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Family physician Dr. Charles Snyderman has some notes about the treatment of food allergies.
Food sensitivity is more common than true food allergy, but 2% of U.S. children have allergy to peanuts and have life-threatening reactions to even small traces of peanut products. Oral immunotherapy with small controlled doses of peanut extract had good success in clinical trials, but is not yet approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Similar products for other food allergies are likely to follow. Charles Snyder in Washington.
Average price of a gallon of regular gas dropping 12 cents over the past 3 weeks, down to $2.31 a gallon. That according to industry analyst Trilby Lundberg, who says that falling crude oil prices are the main reason for the decrease at the pump. Average price dropping 66 cents over the past 3.5 months. Highest found in San Francisco area, $3.46 a gallon. The lowest in Baton Rouge at $1.80. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and coming up this time, Jack and the gang have dinner at Don Wilson's house. And later, Phil Ahrens and his wife Alice Faye star in their very own comedy series. Joined as usual by Elliot Lewis as Frankie Remley, with Walter Tetley as Julius. Well, Phil Ahrens also worked on this first program for nearly 2 decades. But at the time of this broadcast, he had moved on, replaced by Bing Crosby's little brother Bob. It's an episode from the evening of November 14, 1954.
The Jack Benny Program, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Rochester, Dennis Day, Bob Crosby, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we have a radio program to do. And in presenting the star of our show, it is with deepest respect that I give you the Dean of American Comedy.
Well,
a man who, like the tide, keeps rolling along month after month, year in and year out. Who, despite the wearing of the elements and the ravages of time...
Don, I'm fit as a fiddle.
Who, like an antiquated Stradivarius, only gains in quality through the centuries.
Don, I'm young at heart.
And who, although failing in memory, manages to find his way here every week. And here he is, Jack Benny.
Thank you. Hello again. This is Methuselah Benny talking. And Don, what got into you after an introduction like that? The people won't know whether to expect jokes or organ music. So watch it from now on, will you?
Well, Jack, you have been around for quite a while.
That's true, but it so happens that I started in radio in 1932. I was still in my teens.
What are you talking about? I knew you then, and you had gray hair.
I was born with gray hair. I was worried about the doctor bill. And, Don, here's an amazing coincidence. If you read it in a story, you wouldn't believe it. After all these years, who do you think is sitting in the audience this very moment?
The doctor?
No, his lawyer. The case comes up in court Wednesday. Anyway, Don, we've got a show to do, so from now on, forget about my age. I feel fine, I got lots of pep, and I have all my faculties. Oh, hello, Mary.
I'm Bob.
Huh? Oh, Bob. Bob Crosby. What made me think you were Mary?
I don't know. You got your glasses on. Both pair.
Now, Bob, don't you start in, too.
I was only kidding, Jack.
Well, isn't anybody here going to say hello to me?
Oh, Dennis, when did you come in?
Oh, I've been here all the time. I was standing behind Don Wilson's right leg.
Oh, well, kid, what did you want last night? Rochester told me you called the house when I was out.
Yeah, I tried to get you two or three times. I wanted to tell you about that raffle ticket I bought last month.
Raffle?
Yeah, you remember you tried to talk me out of it? You said it sounded like a phony deal.
Well, it did.
You and your advice. Boy, am I glad I didn't listen to you. I held the drawing last night, and I won first prize.
First prize? No kidding, Dennis. What did you get?
4 glorious weeks at the North Pole.
What?
And all the blubber I can eat.
Dennis.
And my igloo painted inside and out.
Dennis, who goes to the North Pole? You'll be all alone there.
Not if I can find last year's winner.
Dennis, look at me, will you? Will you look me in the eye?
Yes, sir.
Now tell me, how could you possibly fall for a thing like this?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, this whole raffle is obviously a fraud. You might just as well have come in here and told me you won the La Brea Tar Pits.
Oh, that was second prize.
Dennis.
Can I stop looking at you now?
Yes. You can stop talking to me, too. I don't know, Dennis. You got a brain there somewhere. Why don't you try using it for a change?
Oh, I suppose it doesn't take brains to sing a song.
Not necessarily. Crickets can sing. They don't have any brains.
Oh, pardon me, Jack. Crickets don't exactly sing. Their song comes from rubbing their hind legs together.
Oh.
Hey, I'll have to try that sometime.
Do that, Dennis, and let me know how it comes out, will you? Meanwhile, let's have your song in the old-fashioned way.
Okay.
Hello? What? You've got a slight hangover and you'll be a little late getting here for the broadcast? But, Phil, you've been off my show for years. Oh. Huh? Well, of course I'm sure. Look, if you don't believe me, ask Alice. Alice, she's your wife. Okay, Phil, be careful getting home. What? Yeah, we're still selling plenty of Jell-O. Yes. That filly's always so confused. Oh, well, go ahead and sing, Dennis.
With my legs or my tonsils?
With your tonsils. Forget that cricket.
Hello?
feels like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling. I could swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling. I could swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love.
That was Dennis Day singing Almost Like Being in Love. And Dennis, I must say it sounded a lot better than a cricket rubbing his legs together.
To you, but not to another cricket.
Yeah, I never thought of that.
You're listening to the Jack Benny Program. We'll be right back with more after this short break.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized Dish Network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Now, back to the Jack Benny Show on When Radio Was.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, hello, Mary.
Jack, I'm sorry I'm late, but I went to a wedding.
A wedding this afternoon?
Yes, one of my old girlfriends of the May Company got married. In fact, she's worked there in the gift department for 30 years.
How nice. And now she got married, huh?
Yeah, but Jack, the funniest thing happened.
What?
When the groom handed her the ring, she wrapped it up.
No.
Yeah, then when he carried her across the threshold, she said, "Thank you, call again."
Hey, you're pretty good. Well, how do you like that? You know, Mary...
What's that?
What?
That.
Oh, that's Dennis in the corner. He's trying to sing like a cricket.
What?
It's a long story. You wouldn't understand. And if you did understand it, you wouldn't like it. And if you did like it, I wouldn't like you.
All right, all right. Say, Don, I saw you and your wife at the Coconut Grove Thursday night. Was that your anniversary?
Yes, Mary, so I thought it'd be sort of nice for the little woman and me to celebrate with a dinner and a show.
Well, you certainly made a lovely couple. And, Don, you were simply beaming. I've never seen you look happier.
Yeah, that steak was 4 inches thick. I'm glad you reminded me, Mary, because I wanted to thank all of you for the gifts you sent us.
I was wondering when he'd get around to that.
Mary, that lazy Susan you sent made a big hit with the little woman.
Well, I'm glad she liked it, Don.
And Bob and Dennis, that Hoover vacuum cleaner, just what we needed.
How'd you like my present, Don?
Oh, it was beautiful, Jack. I haven't seen any of those in a long time.
Well, it was no easy job getting it. I had a shop all over it.
What'd they give you, Don?
A lovely bowl of wax fruit.
Yes, sir.
I saw anybody like you, Jack. You always give the oldest, corniest presents.
Is that so?
Last year on my birthday, you sent me a bustle.
But it was full of chocolates. Don't forget that. It's supposed to be a novelty. I spent $1.50 a pound for that bustle, and she's complaining.
Well, what good is candy after you sit on it? Oh.
You weren't supposed to sit on it. It's your fault.
Hard centers yet.
Mary, forget it. Anyway, Don liked the gift I sent him. He said it was lovely.
Sure was, Jack. But I meant to tell you something about that bowl of fruit. One of the bananas doesn't light up.
It doesn't?
No.
Yeah, that's funny. Looked like such a good bunch. Huh?
Say, Don, you have so many friends. You must have gotten quite a haul, huh?
Yes, and say, kids, we haven't put the gifts away yet. Why don't you all come out to the house and take a look at them?
Now?
Why don't you all come on over?
Oh, Don, not now. That would be an imposition. Five of us barging in on your wife without any notice or anything?
Oh, it's no imposition at all. Lois would love to have you.
But, Don, don't you think you ought to call your wife up and let her know we're coming? You know, barging in like this with a whole gang of people.
No, no, Jack, the little woman won't mind. She's a peach.
You sure? Well, all right, then come on, everyone, let's go. Oh, wait a minute. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Benny. This is Rochester.
Rochester, I haven't got time to talk to you now. We're on our way to the valley.
Well, I just wanted to discuss my duties for today.
What duties? All I asked you to do was clean the attic.
That's what I wanted to discuss. I'm up there now, and I don't think I'm going to like it.
Why not?
You should see the attic. It's full of cobwebs, layers of dust, big black spiders, and ugly bats hanging from the ceiling.
Well, what else did you expect to find?
The Count of Monte Cristo.
No, it's not that bad. Now, get to work.
But, boss, this attic is loaded with mice.
So what? A little mouse couldn't hurt you.
Little? One of them's got a saddle on it.
Now, Rochester, there's no use complaining. You're going to have to clean up that attic sooner or later, so get rid of everything I don't need.
Okay. I'll throw out this whole trunk of magazines.
Yeah?
And this old phonograph.
Good, good.
Now, what about this whole spinning wheel?
Well, I don't think we'll be needing it.
Okay. I'll also get rid of this tuxedo of yours.
Wait a minute, Rochester. I paid a lot of money for that tuxedo.
Yeah, but that was 30 years ago.
What's the difference? Can't I wear it again?
Only if we keep the spinning wheel.
Oh, well, all right. You can throw the tuxedo out, too. But make sure I didn't leave any money in the pockets.
Oh, boss, calm down.
Now, look, Rochester, I've got to get going, so just use your judgment.
Yes, sir. Hello?
What's the matter?
Boss, we must have prowlers.
Why?
Well, something you kept up here for years is missing.
What's missing?
That old bowl of fruit with the bananas that light up.
Well, don't worry. I'm sure it'll turn up somewhere. So long, Rochester.
Goodbye.
That Rochester has to call about every little thing.
Hey, come on, Jack. We're keeping Don waiting.
Yeah, while you were on the phone, I got a cab.
Hey, that's swell. Well, Don, I'm still worried. Are you sure your wife won't mind our barging in?
Oh, she'll be delighted to have you.
Am I too heavy on your lap, Mr. Benny?
Yeah, Don, open the door. Maybe he'll fall out.
Jack.
I don't care. I just had my pants pressed.
Well, here we are. Driver, pull up that little white cottage there behind that car that just rolled away.
Okay.
Well, this is it, fellas. How much is that, driver?
$2.35.
Mm-hmm. Here you are.
Now, wait a minute, Don. This is on me.
Oh, no. I want to pay it.
Gee, you've certainly got a cute house, Don.
Nothing doing, Dennis. I want to pay the fare.
Oh, Bob, let me pay it.
Next time, Dennis, this is my treat.
No, no, Bob. I insist on paying.
Got rose bushes around the door and everything. She's beautiful.
Oh, Jack, pay for the cab and let's go in.
Pay for it? I'm not even in the argument. Oh, all right. How much did you say that was, driver?
$2.35, huh?
Here's $2.50. Keep the change.
Oh, goody! Now I can send my son to old Heidelberg.
Wise guy. Well, let's go in, Don, huh?
Oh, wait a minute.
Huh?
You know, Jack, I was just thinking.
What?
Maybe I should have called up my wife first.
Don.
Well, with five people barging in unexpectedly, it might upset her.
That's what I told you at the studio. I told you to call up your wife.
Come on, Don. Don't be afraid. Let's go in.
Well, it isn't that I'm afraid, but...
I can understand Don's side of it. All of us barging in like this.
Barging. I said that at the studio. I said, Don, call the little woman up. Call her up, I said.
Quiet, will you? I'll tell you what, fellas. You all hide in the rose bushes, and I'll go in and tell Lois that some of the gang might drop in unexpectedly. That'll kind of soften the blow.
What blow? Don, I told you at the studio...
Come on, Jack, let's do it his way.
All right. Come on, we'll get in the rose bushes. Ow! These thorns. Make it snappy, Don. Silliest thing I've ever heard of.
Oh, be quiet and get off my foot.
Hello, sweetheart.
Well, darling, you're home early.
Yeah. Who was in that car that just drove away?
Oh, a junk man. I gave him that lousy bowl of waxed fruit.
Gee, I'm hungry, dear. We got something good for supper?
Oh, I'm sorry, darling. I didn't have a chance to do any shopping, so I'll just open a can of tuna fish.
Oh, that's swell, dearest.
I spent 2.5 already. I'm going to get tuna fish.
What are you worrying about? You're not even in yet.
The thing that burns me up. I'm the guy that told him to call her up.
Not so loud, Jack.
This is silly. I wonder if Don's going to... Hey, Dennis, stop eating those roses.
Well, I'm hungry.
So am I, but I'm going to wait. How are they?
They need salt.
Stop. Hey, fellas, the porch light just went on.
Hey, fellas, still there?
Yeah.
Well, I just told Lois I saw Bob and Mary pulling up in a car, so you two better come in first.
What about me?
You weren't in the car.
Well, for Pete's sake, I could be. You made the whole thing up. Let's all go in.
No, you can't do that. Mary and Bob, come on in first.
Okay.
See you later, Jack.
The darnest mess I ever got into.
Yeah.
I told him at the studio, I told him 5 times. Call her up, Don. Call up your wife. No, he ought to be a wise guy. Top of that, looks like it's going to rain.
It'll be wonderful for the roses.
Yeah, wonderful. I wouldn't mind waiting out here. The worst of it is I got to talk to you.
What do we talk about?
Nothing. Just be quiet and eat your roses. It's getting chilly, too. Dennis, stop rubbing your legs together.
That's not me. That's a cricket. He's singing Three Coins in the Fountain.
Dennis, why do you have to be... Here comes Don again.
Hey, Dennis, come on in.
Dennis?
Yeah, I told my wife I just saw him riding up on his bicycle.
Well, as long as you're dreaming things up, why didn't you see me on the handlebar? I mean, use your fat head.
I'm sorry, Jack.
By the way, how's the tuna fish holding up?
Oh, there'll be plenty. Now, don't worry, Jack, you're next. Well, look who's here, darling. Dennis Day.
Look who's here, darling. Dennis Day. Can't get over it. I told him once at the studio. I told him five times. I said, call up your wife. Let's not barge in on the little woman. Why, it's going to rain, all right. I can't get over that guy. I begged him. I pleaded with him. Don, I said. I said, don't barge in on the little woman. Call her up. Let her know we're coming. I knew it. Well, here it comes. I'm going to get soaked. Oh, the heck with Wilson. I'm going to walk right in that house, ready or not. If he thinks I'm going to stand...
Come up, buddy.
Huh?
You heard me. Stick him up.
Stick him up? Are you a burglar?
I ain't the Count of Monte Cristo.
Now, look, mister.
Come on. Where do you carry your dough?
Look, in my right shoe. But look, mister, I was invited to a party in this house. I'm not even supposed to be out here.
Get that shoe off.
Gee, it's raining. I'll get my foot wet. Now, please.
Hey, Jack! Oh, Jack! I'm...
Take him out, shut or I'll drill you.
But he's calling me. Can't you hear him?
Jack, where are you? Come on in.
Not a peep out of you, buddy, or I'll drill you.
But, mister, the tuna fish will be all gone. I don't like roast.
There's nobody out there, darling. You must have been mistaken.
Yeah, I guess I was, dear.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, buddy. Off with that shoe.
Look, mister. Mister, if I take this shoe off, I'll never get it back on again. I haven't got my button hook with me. Please, go away, will you?
Come on, give me your toe.
But listen, buddy, this isn't fair. I wouldn't have been here at all if Don Wilson had taken my advice.
What are you talking about?
I'll tell you what I'm talking about. If I told him once, I told him 1,000 times. Call up your wife. Five people barging in on the little woman. It's an imposition. Call her up. Call her up. But what are you listening to? No, you had to be a wise guy. A smarter. 1,000 times, I said. Call up your little woman. Call her up.
Good night, everybody.
Jack Benny and the whole gang will be back again next week at this same time. Till then, this is Don Wilson wishing you all the best of luck and good night. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.
The Jack Benny Program and Dinner at Don's House for November 14, 1954. As you heard, it was from an Armed Forces Radio Network presentation. Share with USGI serving around the world. Don's wife, actress Lois Corbett, also showed up in a dozen or so episodes of the Jack Benny television series over a 10-year span from 1954 to 1964. I'm Greg Bell, and up next here on Win Radio was longtime Jack Benny cast member Phil Harris stars in his own comedy series. It's the Phil Harris and Alice Faye program. right after this break.
And sway with MusicRewind.com and 100 Doo-Wop Hits, a 4-CD set of original classics sung by the best doo-wop groups such as the Platters, Dion and the Belmonts, the Chantals, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, the Marcells, and many more.
Just remember, darling, all the while you
get 100 Doo-Wop Hits today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $22.98 for this amazing 4-CD set. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code DOOWOP77. Four CDs jam-packed with the greatest doo-wop songs. 100 top hits for only $22.98. Just go to MusicRewind.com today or call 800-206-5002. Use promo code DOOWOP77 to save on shipping. Call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com. Remember promo code DOOWOP77 for reduced shipping.
Boy.
That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
A friend, struggling to make ends meet, found that he could rent a spare room by the night and earn a nice supplemental income. But he also found out there are rules about competing with hotels. Cities from New York to Denver have adopted rules to stop such practices, not because there's any danger to public safety, but because Airbnb has become serious competition for hotels, just as Uber competes with taxis. Many tourists enjoy staying at bed and breakfast, and traveling is a different experience when you get to know your hosts in their own homes. We understand why hotel chains may be threatened by such competition, but a look through the lens of liberty tells us this is not the government's business. Such favoritism limits your choices, but if you don't defend your right to stay wherever you want, who will?
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back to When Radio Was and Another Comedy. Before the break, we heard Jack Benny, and his de facto band leader was Bob Crosby, Bing's little brother. Well, before him, that role was handled by Phil Harris. And a primary reason that he eventually departed that show was that he had his own series. Here is a New Year's Day episode of that. It's from, yes, the first day of the year, 1950.
Happy New Year to all from Rexall. Rexall Family Druggist brings you the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Walter Sharp in his music, yours truly, Bill Foreman, and starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris. Today is the dawn of a new year, a dawn that brings the promise of happiness to some, of worldly gain to others, and despair to a few. At least that's the way it affects the members of the Harris household. Alice looks forward to it with happiness.
I have a lot to look forward to this year. I'm a lucky girl to have two beautiful children and a husband to match.
Brother William's thoughts run along another line on this New Year's morning.
1950. 1 year closer to the time my war bonds mature.
And then there's Phil.
Ooh, my poor head. Oh, this is a 14-carat Clyde I got this.
I've
I've never had such a headache.
Oh, no wonder you have a headache after what you did last night.
You're right, honey. Absolutely right. And that's the last time I read Shakespeare under a dim light.
Philip, you look awful. What happened last night? Where did you two go?
We went to a soiree at the Musicians Union.
Oh, heavens. Alice, is it safe to go to one of those affairs? Whatever made you do it?
I don't know. Guess I like to live dangerously.
What are you talking about? It was a very orderly party. The cops only had to use tear gas 3 times.
I don't see how you can enjoy those things. Now, tell me honestly, Philip, did you have a good time?
Did I have a good time? Did I have a good... Alice, did I?
Philip, don't you remember what happened last night?
Willie, I told you I was too busy reading Shakespeare. You know something, Bill? That cat's a pretty good writer. I just couldn't put down his story about how they cured the alcoholic.
Shakespeare wrote a story about curing an alcoholic?
Yeah, the Taming of the Stew.
Oh, no. Alice, there's a bus leaving for Reno in 15 minutes. Get on it, please.
What does she want to go to Reno for? This kid don't gamble.
Philip, it's about time you changed, and
Oh, Willie, stop picking on Phil. I like him the way he is.
Only because you're too young to know your own mind.
I am not too young. You're so right. Go ahead, pick on him. Go on.
Philip, what I'm trying to say is this. Today is the beginning of a new year, the dawn of a new decade. And it's an ideal time for you to take stock of all your human frailties and attempt to correct your many failings. In short, get with it, Wanga.
Oh, this kid's got too much time on his hands. Let me tell you something, Willie. Stop trying to come between me and Alice. I happen to be a very good husband.
A good husband wouldn't take his wife to a brawl like the one you took Alice to last night.
I told you it wasn't a brawl. Just a bunch of musicians at play. You know how those guys are. They're just mischievous little imps.
And you should have seen the lead imp, Frankie. The last time I saw him, he was crawling around on the floor, biting people in the leg.
Was not. He was just giving somebody a hot foot. Of course, I'll admit that Frankie enters into the spirit of those things a little more than anybody else. In fact, the way he carried on last night, I doubt if he'll ever be...
Hiya, Curly.
Remley, are you still alive?
I don't know. The coroner's report hasn't come in yet. Swell party last night, wasn't it? After you left, we had a great time up to 3 o'clock, but then it quieted down.
What happened?
The veterinarian came in and gave us all distemper shots.
Stop exaggerating.
I'm not exaggerating, Alice. It was... Guess my shot's starting to wear off.
Why, that must have been the wildest affair you musicians ever had.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. Last year's was a beaut. That's when we held our survival of the fittest party. You remember that affair, Curly?
Yeah. I lost the whole brass section at that one.
You know, Francis, you could stand a little straightening out for the new year, too.
Curly?
Yeah.
What reform movement is little Carrie Nation on now?
Eyes on my neck. He wants me to change my ways. Faultless little me. He thinks I need improvement. Isn't that ridiculous?
No. You're not perfect, you know.
Well, my fans think I am. I have universal appeal, and I'm loved by all three sexes, men, women, and children. Well, I get thousands of letters every week.
Oh, by the way, Curly, I just came from NBC, and I brought your fan mail for this week. Here it is. One postcard.
One lousy postcard?
Go ahead and read it to us, Philip. I'm anxious to find out how your multitude of fan feels about you.
All right, smart guy. I'll read it, and I'll guarantee it's full of raves. Listen to this. Dear Mr. Harris, I have followed your career in radio for many years, and I think that you're the most scintillating personality to hit the airwaves since Lucy Monroe. Yours is the most entertaining show in radio, and I can't find a single thing wrong with it except...
Well, go on.
Well, I'd like to, but from here on out, this writing becomes a little unintelligible.
Phil, I'll read it. I can't find a single thing wrong with your show except for two glaring faults, which I'm sure you're aware of. And it's signed, Your Ardent Fan, Sweeney.
Two faults?
Mm-hmm.
Could I possibly have... No. The guy's a crackpot.
If you weren't afraid to face the facts, you'd look this man up and find out what these faults are.
Who's afraid? I'll go over and see this Sweeney guy right now. His address is on the postcard. Come on, Alice. You and Frankie come with me. I'll show you.
You're listening to Phil and Alice, and we'll be right back with more after this.
When you're looking at a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Winter is coming.
At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your Monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Welcome back. Here's Phil and Alice on When Radio Was.
Wonder what this guy Sweeney looks like.
Well, if he's home, we'll soon find out.
Well, his card sounded like he's a very intelligent person.
How do you do, sir?
Gee, it's people.
What was he expecting, a herd of llamas?
Keep quiet, Remley, please, a minute. Mr. Sweeney, I received a fan letter from you, and I came to talk to you about it. You see, my name is Phil Harris.
Phil Harris? You mean the Phil Harris? My favorite radio star? The greatest personality in the history of show business? The one and only...
Oh, Mr. Sweeney, don't
Let
over...
Let this boy talk. Mr. Sweeney, I know exactly how you feel about me, because I feel the same way.
Gee, to think that Phil Harris would come to my little house. No, it can't be. You're not Phil Harris.
Look, I tell you, I'm me. Now, what do I have to do to prove that I'm Phil Harris?
Why don't you stagger for him a little?
That won't help. You'll think I'm you. Look, Mr. Sweeney, I'm Phil Harris, and I can prove it to you. You see, I brought my wife with me. You recognize Alice Faye, don't you?
Gee, it is Alice Faye. Golly, I haven't been so thrilled since the time I got caught in a revolving door with Sonny Tufts. Gee, Miss Faye, I used to love you in pictures. I went to see every picture you ever made.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Say, you have a very nice voice. Why didn't you ever make a talkie?
One more crack like that and I'll have Frankie bite you in the leg. I make talking pictures.
Oh, I'm sorry. You got me so flustered, I don't know what I'm saying. Just being near you makes me tremble. I'm so nervous my knees are shaking.
What's that?
My bicycle clips.
Bicycle clips. Hey, do you wear them clips around the house?
Yes, I do it to prevent catching cold.
I like that. That science is wonderful, ain't it, Remley?
Yeah.
Gee whiz. First antihistamine and now bicycle clips. What will they think of next?
I must be dense. Hey, Sweeney. How do bicycle clips prevent you from catching cold?
Well, the house is very drafty, and they stop the cold air from blowing up my trouser legs.
Yeah.
But let's not stand in the doorway. Won't you please come in?
Oh, thank you.
Sit down. Can I get you something to drink? I have some delicious dandelion wine. Made it myself.
Curly, I'm getting out
Wait
of
a
here.
Minute. Wait.
Or if you'd rather have some grape wine, I think I have a little left. I used to make that myself, too, but I had to give it up.
Why?
Do you see these purple slippers on my feet?
What about them?
They're not slippers.
Remley, I'm ready to go with you. So long, Sweeney.
Now, wait, Phil, wait. Mr. Sweeney, in your card to Mr. Harris, you said there were two things you didn't like about his program. Do you mind telling us what they are?
Well, I hesitate to mention it, but as long as you ask me, there are two things I don't like about this show.
What are they?
Your singing and Frank Remley.
Just a minute, please.
Mr. Harris, it's very incongruous that a man of your intelligence and breeding would associate with such a low character as Remley.
True. He is beneath me. But what is your objection to my voice, Sweeney?
Oh, I have no objection to your voice. I love it. I just object to the way it's being wasted.
Wasted?
Yes. Your voice is far too good to be thrown away on the type of song you sing. You're great when you sing things like Old Master Painter. You have all the natural attributes of a concert singer.
Ah, Sweeney, don't be ridiculous. I ain't never gonna be... Concert singer, huh? Yeah, why not? Why can't I be a great singer?
Because of your voice.
That answer your question?
I don't know. I've been told before that my voice has great qualities. Mr. Sweeney, may I tell you that I am deeply indebted to you.
That's all right. It's been a pleasure having you people in my little house. Miss Fay, it's been so wonderful meeting you. I want to give you one of these as a little memento to sort of remember me by.
Just what I needed, a bicycle clip. thanks, Mr. Sweeney, but I couldn't accept it.
Why, is it too personal?
No. No, but I wouldn't want you walking around with a cold in one leg.
Hey, Sweeney, I want to thank you again for your very constructive criticism. And look, I want you to drop over to our house and see us sometime. Drop in any time at all, huh? Thanks. Come on, Alice, Frankie, let's go. Come on. Let's not waste any time. Let's get in the car. Alice, which way is the Philharmonic Auditorium?
Heaven's sakes, Phil. Surely you're not going to take this seriously.
Why not? Sweeney's my public, and if my public wants me to be a concert singer, I owe it to them.
Just because Sweeney tells you.
Well, why not? Anybody can see he's a very intelligent man.
Oh, yeah, the bicycle clips prove that. Guy's a genius with purple feet.
Phil, honey, before you go ahead with this and make a fool of yourself, do me one favor. Get the opinion of a professional voice coach. If he thinks you have a good voice, I won't stop
all
you.
All right, all right. If it'll make you happy, I'll call a voice coach and I'll have him come over to the house and listen to me. Oh, I can see the expression on his face as I raise my voice thusly.
Stand back, Alice. Your bull is about to bellow.
First half of a New Year's Day 1950 episode of the Phil Harris and Alice Faye program. We'll have the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. You just heard Phil sing in the 1949 tune, The Old Master Painter. Over the years, it would be covered by Frank Sinatra, Peggy Lee, and Mel Torme. In 1966, it was recorded in a medley with You Are My Sunshine during sessions for the unfinished concept album Smile by a famed California rock band. Can you name that group? I will, and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Johnny Dollar.
Dan's Garrett, Johnny, Sheriff's Office.
Oh, hi.
Well, you can quit looking for Russell. We found him.
Well, that's good news.
Is it? He's dead.
He's a specialist in fraud and the finer points of human nature. He's insouciant, cynical, and glib, but honest when it counts. He's America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator. Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Ance, get over here fast.
What's the matter?
I'm trapped in the office of Jensen's Boathouse.
Trapped?
Look, I've got no time to explain. There's a man outside with a gun, and I can't hold him off much longer.
Who is it?
I don't know, but I've got a strong hunch it's the one who murdered Russell, and he's trying to do likewise to me.
Bob Bailey, Mendel Kramer, and more star as Dollar in 32 adventures of intrigue, excitement, and mystery in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, Medium Rare Matters.
The tiny office I was in had no windows and no outside door, a real trap. And outside, in the darkened boathouse, somebody with a gun was stalking me. Probably the killer I've been looking for. But now he was looking for me. I stacked what furniture there was against the door. He started throwing his weight against it, and it couldn't last very long. There was nothing I could do but wait.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar Medium Rare Matters, is regularly $39.98. But When Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $24.98. That's a savings of $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Johnny77.
I know how fantastic all of this must sound, but it's the truth. Do you think I'm crazy?
You don't look crazy to me.
Order Medium Rare Matters today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Johnny77. This offer is available for a limited time only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Our Constitution does not guarantee the right to break into someone's house. Yet a burglar in Bristol, Pennsylvania, thought he had that right, and a jury agreed. He broke into a home, but got locked in the garage trying to escape. With no way out and the homeowner is away, he spent 8 days in that garage, surviving on a case of Pepsi and a large bag of dog food, until the homeowners returned and called police. He claimed because the garage door opener didn't work, he had suffered undue mental anguish and sued the homeowner's insurance company. Shockingly, the jury sided with him and made the insurance company pay him $500,000 for his ordeal. We should all look through the lens of liberty and remember the importance of personal responsibility, especially before we serve on juries.
For more, check out our podcast at...
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com.